Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is.
Well, all right, so let's unpack this. This is what I was talking about yesterday, by the way. And I wanted to see what the, I wanted to read the transcript and see what his remark is. So the dude isn't artful. I'll give him that. Like, he's not, if this were the Olympics of rhetoric, he would be that dude. Who was the dude who was, like, from Jordan, who came in last place in the swimming thing, like, by a mile? So that would, that's how that would end up. If this is like a, do you know who I'm talking about? That dude, oh my gosh. Remind me, make a note. Let's talk about that later. Make note. Be like that dude who came in last in swimming. That's all I need to write. So dude isn't artful. All right, we'll give him that. But this is what gets me. So the left was apoplectic yesterday. Now let's recap what actually happened. So the day began because the Democrat nominee had a Taliban-supporting gay hater in her VIP section. So none of that slowed their roll. They just immediately jumped on this. So that's how the day began. Hillary Clinton had a gay-hating, Taliban-supporting person in her VIP section whose kid went and murdered a bunch of people in an act of terror, right? So there you have it. So this, in looking at this, the same people who are freaking out over this are the exact same people who have embraced a movement that cheered and chanted for dead cops, right? And for anyone, and I'm looking at the way this is written, and by the way, I don't need to defend Trump. Trump can defend his damn self. But I am defending Second Amendment supporters. Because this is what the left, this is who the left is out to get. These people's first reaction is to assume violence. Because violence is always their immediate first reaction. That is always the immediate first reaction of the anti-gun left. And seeing as that I have dealt with these people for years, and all of my nastiest death threats have come from anti-gun people, They've all come from people who say that they're going to come and take care of me because they don't like my position on guns. Or I had somebody told me last night, he was so mad that I was pointing out how anti-gun people were so violent, he told me he was going to put a bullet in my head, spelled B-U-L-L-I-T. Now, I don't know if he means, like, the Steve McQueen movie or a bullet. Not quite sure. But that's what... And these are always the anti-gun people. They hear something, and they immediately lose their ever-loving minds about it, and they immediately assume violence because that's what they are. That is what they do. Now, I'm looking at... He had said Hillary wants to abolish essentially abolish the Second Amendment. That was his first sentence. Now, I addressed this last night in a quick Periscope because I was being quick because I wanted to eat my Torchy's fried chicken taco. And I know it wasn't Saturday, but who gives a flying rat's butt? Because we're going to eat it anyway. He had said Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. That's true. She does. And anyone who disputes that is uneducated or being purposefully ignorant. And here's why I say this. This is a woman who, when she was asked at a campaign stop prior to her selection as the nominee for the Democrat Party, was asked by a rally goer, what do you think of Australia's gun control laws? And she said, well, I think that's something we absolutely have to look at here in the United States. Now, do you remember what Australia did back in 1990? We've been over this before. I'll cliff note it again really quickly so we can move on to the rest of his statement here. Australia demanded the firearms. They confiscated the firearms. They melted them down. And as I've said, you don't have to take my word for it. You could go and ask any gun owner in Australia, particularly the ones that I featured on my program or on my program on The Blaze or whom I've spoken with and included in my first book, Hands Off My Gun, which has been absolutely unassailable regarding fact because it's bulletproof. It was confiscation. Now, as crime rates are decreasing, that's because the private ownership of firearms is now right back to where it was the pre-1996 ban level, because they decided that the gun ban wasn't working so well because the violent crime rate went through the roof. That's all cited, Hands Off My Gun. If you want to argue with me about it, I suggest you buy my book and educate yourself. Now, so when anyone sits here and says that they admire and they definitely want to look at what another country that confiscated guns for gun control, they want to look at that here. That means they're looking at confiscating guns here. So I wonder why anyone got that idea from her. Maybe because she said it. So Trump continued, by the way, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks, although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. But I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day if Hillary gets to put her judges. And then he goes on the Scalia rant. So when I read this, because it's when I first heard it, I stop because I know how it's going to be interpreted. But when you read it, too, you get it. The Second Amendment voter is the most aggressive, powerful voter that there is. Those people have NASCAR loyalty. Those people turn up and they vote. Those people are not just registered voters. These people are likely voters. These people are donors. These people are educated. These people go into the ballot booth with notes. That's who these people are. And there is nothing more fearsome to a tyrannical politician than a Second Amendment voter. And so immediately the anti-gun left, the people who freak out and think violence is acceptable every other day except when they're arguing with someone who's just a peaceful law-abiding gun owner, they immediately assume violence because they are hardwired to be violent people. I have hundreds, actually thousands of emails and tweets and Facebook messages from people who say I should get beaten up or have my face smashed in or have a bullet put in my head or have my family shot or something along those lines of these so-called peaceful anti-gun individuals. Probably a lot of them are the same individual, but they are the face of the gun control movement. These are the people who encourage their members to swat innocent law-abiding gun owners, to call 911, to make a false report and endanger the lives of individuals by abusing and using the police whom they have no respect for to go out and harass law-abiding gun owners. So in looking at this, yes, he's talking about voting. Chris Murphy up at Connecticut, never one to shy away from dry humping a tragedy so as to promote his own political ambitions, immediately jumps in and says, oh my gosh, this is an assassination threat. Well, if you feel that way, then have him arrested. If you feel that way, then have someone come out and arrest him. The Secret Service did say, all they said was they were aware of what was said and that was it. But if Chris Murphy really believes that, then by all means, you go out and you have him arrested. Representative Kathleen Rice said, what would Secret Service do if a citizen suggested that Second Amendment people do something to stop a presidential nominee? My response is, I think they would probably pause hysterics to check and make sure it wasn't a discussion about voting. I mean, we are talking to a group of people, ladies and gentlemen, that have embraced a group that called for dead cops. We are talking to a group of people that have been making excuses for the past 24 hours as to why their nominee invited in their VIP section a gay-hating Taliban supporter whose son pledged support to ISIS and murdered a bunch of people in Orlando. Now, I'm simply pointing out right here that the first reaction from these people is to always assume violence because that they're hardwired. They're hardwired. That's what this is. I mean, this is who these people are. Now, look, as I said, I'm not defending. I don't need to defend a candidate on this. But I am pointing out the moronic inconsistency of the left, and I will mock to tears anyone who does not understand the difference. And we're giving a Democrat nominee a pass for having a gay-hating Taliban supporter up on stage with them. You know, I thought it was ridiculous when people freaked out over Glenn Beck's remark to Stu. And I think it's just as ridiculous to freak out over this voting remark. Do not allow your dislike for a candidate to force you into the idiotic spin that voting is the same thing as killing. You can still dislike a candidate and simultaneously believe that it's asinine to view voting as violent. And yes, I do think that this is voting, even after discussing how Hillary Clinton would be appointing judges, because voting doesn't simply end after this election. You know, we do vote again. And if Hillary Clinton were to win the presidency, she would be easy, easy political pickings in 2020. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So in this, I wanted to play for you because I've heard a number of politicians say, oh, my gosh, the Republicans with their rhetoric. Do you remember when Barack Obama said this? It's a flashback headline.
He was on the campaign trail, everybody. He says, quote, they're going to try to scare people. They're going to try to say that Obama is a scary guy. If they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun.
Oh, what rhetoric was that? Oh, and then let's not forget Joe Biden talking about what would happen if Barack Obama tried to take, what was it, his Beretta? Is that what he had said? Listen.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that a little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
Well, what was that about who's owning what rhetoric? Washington Free Beacon reports that Hillary Clinton still isn't paying her interns. Her presidential campaign is soliciting applications for its unpaid fall fellowships, sending a message to supporters this week asking those interested to sign up for information on becoming a fellow. And, of course, women are still actually paid at a lower rate in her campaign than anyone else. Unbelievable. But she did finally, after, oh, what was this? It was only 9:30 p.m. last night after a full day of trying to not say anything about Sadiq Mateen. Hillary Clinton, as per Jake Tapper, her spokesperson, Nick Merrill, says of Sadiq Mateen at rally, quote, Hillary Clinton disagrees with his views and disavows his report. So how did he get in the VIP section? Because we're not so stupid as to think that, oh, hey, everybody, newsflash, just wander up on stage with Hillary. Okay, that's not how any of that goes. According to Twitchy, Donald Trump supporter has a 12-foot lawn sculpture that was set on fire. Well, he put up a 16-foot. This is in New York. Law's News had the story in CBS New York about how this man and his family were asleep inside when someone set fire to his custom-made sculpture, which was on display on his lawn since last May. And so now, after, what was that, the 12-foot one? The 12-foot lawn sculpture was set fire. He just erected a 16-foot sculpture. I have a feeling that it'll get, like, bigger and bigger if he just... They'll just keep putting it up. Arkansas rape victim. Do you remember the child rape victim who Hillary Clinton had to actually speak against when she was defending a rapist? This from Daily Mail. The child rape victim in that case has come forward for the first time in 40 years to call Hillary Clinton a liar who defended her rapist by smearing her, blocking evidence, and callously laughing that she knew he was guilty, says Kathy Shelton, now 54 years old. She was 12 years old at the time when she was raped by Thomas Alfred Taylor in Arkansas. Clinton was the rapist's lawyer, pleading him down to, quote, unlawful fondling of a minor. The 41-year-old child molester served less than a year in prison, and the plea came after Clinton was able to block the admission of forensic evidence that definitively linked her client to the crime. Shelton says that, quote, Hillary Clinton is not for women and children, and she's furious that Clinton has been portraying herself as a lifelong advocate of women and girls on the campaign trail, because Clinton even at one point accused the child of, quote, seeking out older men and basically shamed, well, not basically, she shamed her and said that the child was asking for it. This from producer Kane, 20 mini donkeys are in need of a forever home. 20 miniature donkeys are in need of homes, guys. Triple R Horse Rescue in Arizona announced that it's going to receive a shipment of the little mini donkeys, and they're anxious to find families and animal lovers to step up and adopt. More than 160 of the donkeys wound up at a Texas rescue after a, quote, breeding situation. I don't even know what the heck that's about. A breeding situation occurred. And this, according to the rescuer, Ken Bacher, they come in a multitude of petite sizes and colors. They say that miniature donkeys are herd animals to avoid undue stress and loneliness. It's recommended they not be kept alone, but with another miniature donkey or another animal as a lifelong friend. So if you're going to get one, you got to go for two. And there's a $400 adoption fee for each animal, and they are absolutely adorable. They're going to be chosen by lottery. They are adorable. I can't say what. Can I say what you just said? Why did you put that in Slack
that
if I can't
us.
Say it?
It's only for us.
You put that in Slack when I'm on air, and
don't
I'm going to say it.
It.
I'm just saying. Kane does this stuff where he puts things I can't say in Slack, and then I'm not supposed to share it with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so folks, you guys know, we all know, that criminals can attack at any moment. There's a member of the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, of which I'm a member. And a guy named John, he was woken up, it was a little bit before 2:30 in the morning. Two thugs broke into his house. They broke in through a kitchen window, and he woke up from a dead sleep to the sound of his 10-year-old freaking out down the hallway. She was screaming. So he immediately springs up from bed, and he grabs a Springfield XD from a locked bedside safe, and he's, you know, out to protect his family because his daughter, it wasn't a nightmare scream. It was an I'm in danger scream. Luckily for the thugs, the time it took for John to unlock his safe is what saved their lives. But here's a question. Do you know what you would do if this happened to you? And do you know what you would do if you had to draw down on a criminal in your home, the legalities of what would happen after? This is where the USCCA comes in. They have a free guide that I want to give you today. It's going to give you the 23 life-saving strategies. It's going to transform you into the most knowledgeable protector of your loved ones. Go to protectthemtoday.com. Get your free copy of this life-saving guide. That's protectthemtoday.com from the USCCA.
Chronic pain sufferers are asking. Following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's release of the first ever national guidelines designed to curb the alarming increase in prescription drug deaths. According to the latest statistics, a record high 28,647 deaths involving opioids were recorded in 2014. But here's the catch. Even though that's a 14% increase over the previous year, the CDC, for now, is only advising doctors to voluntarily stop prescribing the potentially addictive pills in most situations, and to instead look to alternative approaches. The most popular alternative for those suffering from musculoskeletal conditions like low back pain and neck pain? Chiropractic care. In fact, studies have shown that drug-free chiropractic care results in improved patient outcomes, higher satisfaction, and lower costs. Notes the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress's Sherry McAllister, it's heartening that the growing opioid epidemic is finally gaining attention. Learn more at www.f4cp.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flot Line, F-L-O-T, Flot Line. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flot Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Connect with Dana. The Dana Show.
At DLash on Twitter. And, of course, Dana.Lash on Snapchat. The Dana Show on Facebook. Friday, I'll be in St. Louis signing copies of Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. And it'll be from 6 to 8 in Fenton at Gander Mountain. And make sure if you come out to arrive a little bit early. We were talking about this, the stuff, the audio soundbite from yesterday with the Trump stuff and in looking at this, and I also wanted to get into how Paul Neelan got his butt just stomped. I mean, Paul Ryan's kicked the ever-loving crap out of Paul Neelan last night. And I'll say this again, because Wisconsins have been through hell and back, right? Like I said yesterday, these people have endured John Doe raids. They've endured John Doe raids. They have endured and fought off two recalls. Threats to their lawmakers, threats to themselves, and they don't like carpetbaggers coming up to their state telling them how to vote. I think they've earned the right to make their own damn decisions themselves and to vote how they want to. And so they made the choice. It was like not even close. That was a landslide. Paul Ryan was the Katie Ledecky of the Wisconsin primary yesterday. And I think people, they made a statement. Everybody just back on off. We're going to get into that. But also, man, we got a lot of stuff to touch on. Don't go anywhere. It's the Dana Show.
The Dana Show.
Now, you and I both know that criminals can attack at any moment. I want to share a situation that happened to John, one of my fellow United States Concealed Carry Association members. At 2:30 in the morning, two thugs broke into John's house through a kitchen window. John was woken from a dead sleep to the sound of his 10-year-old daughter's chilling scream. John sprang from bed and grabbed his Springfield XD from a locked bedside safe, prepared to stop any threat to his home and family. Luckily for the thugs, the time it took John to unlock the safe is what saved their lives. But here's my question. Would you know what to do if this happened to you? Here's the good news. The USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that will arm you with 23 life-saving strategies, transforming you into the ultimate protector of your loved ones. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's protectthemtoday.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460.
It's Bad Bob, producer for KCNR's Free Fire Radio. Our Thursday program will include Redding Police Chief Rob Bletty. Redding faces an increasing problem with property crimes, transients on the streets, and long response times. There are looming problems over unfunded liabilities and questions about salaries. What can we afford as a city, and what are the long-term solutions? Thursday, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken. beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Well, let me just say, I don't think so, Wolf. He has no intention of suggesting violence against Hillary Clinton. I just don't believe that's possible.
Well, that's, I think, a good point from Jeff Sessions, saying that this is, he wasn't talking about violence. He wasn't talking about violence with that. And I think that that's, we were talking a little bit about it. It's talking about voting. Good grief. And I, like I said, I don't need to defend somebody's remarks, but I will defend Second Amendment people. I'll defend Second Amendment people because that's what he's talking about. I mean, look, I don't allow these people on the left to dodge responsibility. This is the nominee had a gay-hating Taliban dude sitting right behind her in her VIP section. This is the party that has embraced a movement that has called for dead cops. So if they want to have a discussion about rhetoric, okay, let's do that. Oh my gosh, let's do that all day long. We can do that. I was one of the big things that happened last night had to do with the Paul Ryan stuff, and I want to talk about how all politics are local coming up. I will say this, there was at one point who's it? Katrina Pearson, when she was talking about, she's got to get on message better. I would have fired her if she was my spokesperson because she contradicted what Trump said last night about his remark. I'd have fired her. That's me, though. It's like on something like that, because he was saying, I was talking about voting, and she was saying, well, he meant that it could happen. That's not what he said. Like, she was saying an entirely different thing from what he said. Get on the same page. Because, you know, you're talking about law-abiding, innocent Americans here. Get on the same page. That aggravated me last night. I would have been like, done after that. Done. One of the big things that happened last night is the Wisconsin. We were talking about the Wisconsin primary. And Ann Coulter, who's, I think, a character of what she used to be. And I know Ann, so I can say that, having actually said it to her before. So I can say that. This is what Wisconsin people look. Wisconsin people don't care how other people view them. I went up to Wisconsin quite a bit during the recall stuff and helped them raise money to fight back and do mailers and all that stuff. Because these people, I just the other day we were talking about how the attorney there, the prosecuting attorney, or no, the district attorney, the DA in Wisconsin was going after and persecuting people who had participated in the recall effort, raiding their homes in the middle of the night, tipping off the media, and then putting a gag order on them. Wisconsin Supreme Court slammed down that DA. And they said, what you're doing is a witch hunt. It's unconstitutional. They smacked him down. It was just a mess. And these people have had threats against them. I know you all remember the protests that were up there in the state capitol. I know you remember how long that happened, how they destroyed, actually, the state capitol. They made a mess in there. They actually damaged a lot in the building. Threats against lawmakers, threats against people simply participating in the process. And it lasted for so long. And these people, they've fought off two recalls, death threats, the John Doe raids. And I'll say this because I know a lot of Wisconsin activists up there, people who've been on the front line, people who have been in the trenches doing all the dirty work in the mud, and they don't get any of the glory. These are the people who have done all the heavy lifting, and their names never get mentioned on national television. It's a shame, because those people, I'll tell you, ought to go down in history. And they like Paul Ryan. Now, Paul Ryan does not have an easy job as Speaker of the House, and I do not agree with this man on everything. I go by Reagan's 80-20 rule. My 80% friend isn't my 20% enemy, because why? I want to win. That's why. Winning is a virtue. And I know a lot of people who say that they want to win out there, they sure as hell don't want to win. They only say it because they think it's a saying. Nobody wants to win. Everybody wants to... Look, I believe that winning is the best vehicle through which to get all or some of your principles through. I have said this from the beginning. I will be the most strategic person you know. That's how winning is a virtue. There's I'm really Ricky Bobby about it. If you ain't first, you're last. And there's nothing wrong with saying that in politics. We got to get over that. Now, people get mad. Like, I don't agree with Paul Ryan on some of the budget. I don't agree with him on some parts of immigration. He has a couple of aspects in terms of finally kicking in that damn law that they passed. Was it like back in the 90s? I think it was in high school. No. No, I was at high school. I was going to college when they passed up. Allocation for to actually increase border security, and then they never like put it through, and then Bush didn't even put it all the way. It was never fully implemented. So I agree with implementing that, which has been sitting there past for like decades now. But I disagree with them on a few issues. You're not gonna agree with any politician 100%. That's why there are more than one of them, because there's more than one view in the United States, and they check and balance each other. You see how that works? People in Wisconsin like Paul Ryan, because Paul Ryan was there for them. Paul Ryan helped grassroots in Wisconsin. He goes and he meets with them, and if they're mad, he lets them scream at him. He listens. He tries to help them. And this is what I'm hearing from all the people who have been doing more heavy lifting than the people who've been recently complaining about Paul Ryan. And that's going to upset some people, and I hope it does, because it'll make you examine how much you've contributed to the cause as opposed to these people up in Wisconsin. They get to do what, as far as I'm concerned, they can vote for whomever they want to vote for, because they've earned it. We've all earned it, particularly Wisconsin grassroots. I mean, I can't even tell you some of the stuff that I've heard. There's actually a couple court cases still ongoing with people who are fighting back against the state government up there, because they had SWAT team members going through their kids' bedrooms, stepping on toys in the middle of the night because the out of control DA was raiding these homes of conservatives, of limited government advocates, because they were just involved in the process of fighting against that recall. That's a true story. You go look up the John Doe raids in Wisconsin. You need to sit down first, because you're going to be floored. That happened in these United States. That's stuff you read about happening in the 30s in Germany, not here. That's one of the scariest things I've read in recent times. And it happened, like I said, in Wisconsin. Cheese curd land. It's amazing. So these people, politics is local. You can't, the whole, and there was a really, where did I read this at? I got to find it. Because I thought it was a good examination of this. How politics is local. People did not take kindly to all these out-of-state people, whether they are from Connecticut or whether they're from Alaska, going into Wisconsin and telling people how to vote and getting behind a guy who, quite frankly, has less skin in the game for limited government activism than some. And everyone was, I don't know, I blame some of this on Matt Boyle and Steve Bannon over at Breitbart, which I think is just a crap show of a website. Andrew Breitbart's rolling in his grave at what that became, and I say this as one of the original editors. Why do you think so many people left? Huh? Now everybody looks back and was like, everything that was about Dana and the media on that seemed right. Look at that. Now you know. No, it's a horrible disaster of a website. And they lied to everybody about polling. They're no better than Media Matters. They got everybody's hopes up about polling, and they were trying to screw over people. So, and then everybody was so ridiculously disappointed after. Here's the thing. Paul Nehlen did not overperform in the polls. He didn't underperform. He was right at his polling level. Ed Morrissey has a good write-up on this. He said, look, the final result had Ryan up 68 points over Nehlen, who was at 16. This is completely in line with all of the other polling that we've seen. In May, there were polls that had Ryan up 64. A poll last week had Ryan up 66 points. Nehlen, Ryan has been trouncing Nehlen for months now. And this, I mean, he's got an 84% approval rating in the state. He is a super popular incumbent. Nealon did not pose a serious challenge at all whatsoever. That's all it was. And all politics is local. One of the things that Paul Ryan does is he goes and does retail politics in his own state. He doesn't stay ensconced in the Beltway. And you can disagree with his policies, but you can recognize that the guy keeps in touch with Wisconsin voters. Unlike, for instance, Dick Lugar in Indiana. Did he ever go back to Indiana? That's why he ended up losing. He had lived in D.C. at that point. He didn't go back to Indiana. That's how important retail politics is. That's how important it is that even though you may be representing your state, representing a part of your state in D.C., you keep that tent pitched in whatever state you're coming from. And so that's what this was. It's all local. And I think it actually hurt having a lot of these outsiders going up to the state to try to tell people how to vote. They don't like that. That's not what they wanted. And Republicans, I think, the ones who were doing that, I think they didn't realize that Wisconsin is a very tight-knit state. People there are close. The communities are close. And this is, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a state like Wisconsin. Their radio community is close. Their advocate community is close. Grassroots close. They all talk with each other. It's like the committees of correspondence back in the days of Paul Revere. I mean, that's kind of what they remind me of. And I'm telling you, it didn't work there because I don't think that sort of populist message works everywhere. And I don't think that it works without Trump. It's like a situation of the starfish and the spider, which is a great book that you all should read at some point. Because movements like that have to have a head. And it didn't work in Wisconsin. Because he was there for a rally for himself, but he didn't get involved until kind of late. And I don't know what that did. I think it made Nealon look silly. And that's a whole other story as to when he got involved and he finally endorsed Ryan, and that I guess that they're friends now and that got patched up. There are a lot of people who got mad over Trump because he endorsed Ryan. But you guys forget something too. He was looking at that like, okay, well, winning is a virtue, right? Right? But you can't forget that all politics is local. It all comes down to that. It all comes down to that. So interesting the way that came about. I mean, it was a beating last night. It was a beating. And so now that's done, and the people that were back in Nealon, they were super passionate, but they don't have no roots in Wisconsin. Wisconsin wasn't looking at anybody else but in their own hearts as to what they were going to do. And like I said, everything that they've been through, they've earned it, right? I've seen people attacking them this morning, and I'm like, I don't think that's a wise idea to do because some of these folks in some states haven't even been through a quarter of what these folks in Wisconsin went through. Folks, it is incredibly important to stand in the gap and support our vets, right? And I get so infuriated. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was telling me about how when he came back from serving in Iraq, serving in Afghanistan, his first in Iraq, then was in Afghanistan, he had a mountain of paperwork that he had to tackle before he could actually go, like, well visits and stuff to help with PTS and all of this. Things that are owed to him by the government, there's always some sort of hurdle that seems like it's purposeful so as to put off serving people, you know, put off fulfilling your obligation to these vets. I work with the Purple Heart Foundation because they have a huge, wide range of services that they provide for veterans across the country. These are veterans helping veterans. It's a volunteer organization. They have PTS support, job training. They also have educational scholarships, canines for combat veterans as well. The biggest thing that they do, though, is with these national service officers, they send them out across the country and they sit down with vets and their families and they figure out how to they take care of that mountain of paperwork for them. They help them, walk them through the process so they know they're not alone. They help all vets, not just those who are combat wounded. Every donation you give, the whole donation goes to the veterans, and it's 100% tax deductible. If you have an old car to donate, I don't care if it's a clunker, call them. Three easy steps online, one quick call. All it takes, 24 to 48 hours, it's off your property, and it's all. It's they'll do it for free, and it's again, it's tax deductible. So stand in the gap for our veterans, because you know, it's a privilege to be able to be stewards of those who were up at night fighting for you while you were sleeping.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good,
are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
To learn more about GONS and read about the Dirty Dozen networks that are costing taxpayers nearly $2 billion, go to protectingtaxpayers.org.
You've heard me talk about the Liberal phone company whose motto is literally phone-powered progressive change. Here's what we're up against. Credo Mobile has given $81 million to progressive causes in the past 10 years alone, and Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. But now there's a way to combat their liberal agenda. It's the alternative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone, but they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, and they provide exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. Patriotmobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation fee.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out! It's out! It's out!
The Dana Show.
I'll be in St. Louis Friday for a book signing, Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. And I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. 6 to 8 p.m. I have to tell you, this first paragraph over at Breitbart, the Matt Boyle story, this is the crap that I'm talking about. Look, when you have to resort to propaganda, you've lost credibility. This is an actual paragraph. I don't care if you love or hate Paul Ryan. I really don't care. This is ridiculous. And no actual legitimate news site should do this. Of course, it's not a news site. It's a propaganda site. Bannon will sell that to whoever. But it goes, Janesville, Wisconsin. The sitting Speaker of the House, Representative Paul Ryan, has been brought to his knees, bowing down before the almighty nationalist populist movement as his life's work, a career in politics, flashes before his eyes. Regardless of what happens as results start trickling in a little after 7 p.m. locally tonight, Ryan has been forced by Republican businessman Paul Neelan, his primary challenger, to kiss the ring of nationalist populism in order to fight for his political career. That's the dumbest crap I have ever seen. Like, he sounds like he would be better fit to write for Harlequin.
And he looked down at her face and brushed the hair out of her eyes before he leaned down and pressed his lips onto hers. I love you, he whispered, most faithfully, as she rolled her eyes back into her skull in pure ecstasy.
That's the kind of crap that really he should be writing. It sounds more apt. That was an actual legitimate story. They actually were like, I can see Steve Bannon in his cargo shorts with his turkey leg shoved into socks theme. You know what we gotta do? Let's write about, gosh, he's getting his ass beat. Let's go ahead and let's come up with a way to make it look like that we somehow kind of won and we're a legit media operation. Oh my gosh, let's do it. Do it. You're a star. You're a star, Matt Boyle. You're a star.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine, like, what those pitch meetings sound like? I can't even deal. I can't even deal right now. I've never seen... It's literary fellation in order to cover their own backsides. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And, like, they act like, no, we're legitimate. What's the lead on this? He's been brought down to kiss the ring of the almighty nationalist populist movement. And, lo, on the seventh day, thy Lord Bannon said it was good.
That's the kind of stuff that, like, you're getting from Breitbart. And again, now I, as one of the original editors, you know why, yeah, we laugh. I'm just saying. It's shameful. It's shameful, man. Ah, Jesus, come soon. Second hour on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A 29-year-old Virginia man taken into custody today for psychiatric evaluation after authorities pulled him outside the Trump Tower back inside the building as he was trying to scale the building, as he put it, to get an audience with the GOP nominee. Scott Zamore says he watched as the climber was taken into custody.
The ending was people were screaming, "Don't give up, don't give up," and then all of a sudden they probably leaned down like 10 feet, grabbed him, pulled him into the window, and then that was it. I'm not sure what his motives were. There's a lot of crazy people in the city.
The man used suction cups for nearly 3 hours before he was hauled in around the 21st floor. Delta Airlines continues to experience delays as they try to fix a computer glitch that's plagued the Atlanta-based carrier now for 3 days. Delta CEO Ed Bastian says he's sorry for the difficulties customers have been enduring this week.
My message is that we're sorry that this happened, that we are known to be a high-quality, highly reliable airline with great people that get people to their destination in the safest and most effective and efficient means possible.
More than 300 flights were canceled by this afternoon, in addition to the 800 that were scrapped on Tuesday and 1,000 flights that were canceled on Monday. Campaigning in Ohio today, Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence says there's a new email controversy for Hillary Clinton.
Now there's more emails that have come to light today that seem to provide direct evidence that favors were done by foreign contributors to the Clinton Foundation by officials at the State Department.
Pence says when he and Trump get to the White House, that kind of practice will stop. In Rio, the U.S. men's basketball team got its first good test, fending off Australia 99-88 behind Carmelo Anthony's 31 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. Have you received a letter or personal visit from the IRS? Has the IRS garnished your paycheck or seized your bank account? If so, you need to take action now. You're a target of the most powerful collection agency in the world, and you need representation you can trust. Don't get scammed by imitators and telemarketers' high-pressure tactics. At Wall & Associates, they develop trust with their clients through a free face-to-face consultation. They've saved their clients over $129 million in the past 5 years. Call 1-800-983-5313 now for your free face-to-face consultation. Ignoring your tax problem will only make it worse. Call 1-800-983-5313 to get immediate help. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has helped thousands of taxpayers, and they can help you. Call now, 1-800-983-5313, 800-983-5313, wallandassociates.net.
U.S. employers advertised more openings and hired more people in June.
The Labor Department says the number of job openings rose a modest 2% to 5.6 million in June from 5.5 million in May. However, that figure is below the 5.8 million openings advertised in April, the highest on records going back 16 years. Hiring went up 1.7% in June to 5.1 million. Businesses are hiring at a healthy pace, even as economic growth has lagged.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. With more Americans earning paychecks, spending and growth could strengthen in coming months. A federal judge is dismissing a lawsuit accusing Twitter of supporting the Islamic State group. The family of two men fatally shot in Jordan claim that Twitter contributed to their deaths by allowing the group to sign up for and use Twitter accounts. Stocks were down Wednesday. The Dow fell 37 points to 18,495. The Nasdaq dropped 21. The S&P 500 off 6. More on these stories at townhall.com. An annual motorcycle ride to the three 9/11 crash sites is about to become a thing of the past. Linda Kenyon has details from Washington.
They've been doing the ride since 2001, but now organizers say this year's ride will be their last. The founder of the annual event says he's tired of battling Maryland and Virginia police and area highway agencies that are reluctant to block Washington, D.C. area traffic for the motorcycle ride. Officials in Maryland and Virginia say they support the September 11th memorial events, but they still have to maintain traffic flow in the congested region. The America's 9/11 Foundation, which organizes the ride, is considering other fundraising options. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
That ride will be held August 19th through the 21st. Some 1,200 motorcyclists expected to take part. John Saunders, the versatile sportscaster who hosted ESPN's The Sports Reporters for the last 15 years, has died. He was 61. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
I think he could have been far more precise in his language and said, when he made that statement, said maybe the Second Amendment supporters can say have something to say about that by going to the polls in record numbers. Say it at the time and not be forced to come back and try and clean it up later. But you really, in every political candidate needs to stay away from any implication that they are encouraging violence in the political system.
Look, I'm not defending Trump, but I'm defending Second Amendment folks. And to me, again, I'm not hardwired to immediately go, ooh, violence, everything's violent. Ooh, I'm not like an anti-gun person. They're hardwired to be violent on everything. That's where all my death threats come from of those people. But anyone who didn't think it was about voting, like if you think he was calling for assassination, then okay, go ahead and arrest him. Go ahead. We'll all be over here and we'll wait. I got an iced black coffee. I can do that. You know what I did? You want to know something? I put beets in here. Yeah, I did. I literally did. I put like a teaspoon of them in here.
What does that do to the taste? Is that good?
It takes the bitterness out a little bit. It was kind of a trick. I'll tell you more about this later. I wanted to see if it was like a natural sweetener or something. Anyway, we'll talk more about it. So here's a story for you. We're going to get into whether or not this is weird. This is Daily Mail. This DNC staffer who apparently leaked 20,000 party emails. There are all of these conspiracy theories because Julian Assange has suggested that Seth Rich was the WikiLeaks source, and they're offering $20,000 for information over his mystery death. Which doesn't seem like a lot. Like it seems like if you're going to provide information about his mystery death, you could get killed too. So if that's what happened. So now there are all of these conspiracy. I don't like doing conspiracy stuff. You know what I mean? But I will say it wouldn't be beyond the realm of possibility because the Clintons are so weird. I'm just saying. So it's, I want to throw that out there. I just don't know, because he was doing an interview, what was it, with Democracy Now, and he was suggesting that the leak may have been the work of an insider. Of course, he might be also saying that this was the source so as to protect the real source. I think that's also a possibility that you have to consider, too. So, I mean, it could be that. It could also be that. So ExpressJet is being sued by a Muslim flight attendant over suspension, here we go again, for refusing to serve alcohol to passengers, because it's not like you didn't know that that was part of your damn job when you went and decided to take this particular line of employment. Cherie Stanley of Detroit was placed on unpaid leave in August of last year. She's suing ExpressJet for wrongfully suspending her, and she seeks back pay. The suit alleges the airline didn't provide reasonable religious accommodation. They say, look, we value diversity, but we're not going to... You know why? Because she's saying, I don't want to do my job, and you're going to have to basically have someone else do my job, and yet you're going to have to pay me the same amount of money because I refuse to do part of your job. But yet, as Kane points out, bakers have to make cakes for gay weddings. They have to make cakes for gay weddings, but she doesn't have to serve. No, sorry, go get another job, because it just seems like she's just being lazy and bitching about it. You knew that this was part of the job, and I think that Cherie Stanley is just doing this so she can whine about it and then try to force some sort of Sharia-esque acceptance of it. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know that this is part of the job. She knowingly took the job, knowing that it was part of the job, and now she's complaining about being required to do her job. I know it's National Lazy Day. It really is. Did you know that? It's National Lazy Day, but this is a bit too much. This isn't discrimination. This is her not wanting to do her job. But yet, as Kane said, gay bakers are forced to make cakes. So she should be forced to serve alcohol. I'll have a Bloody Mary with some salt. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you give me two tomato juices? Thank you.
She's just the employee, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. So it isn't, you know what I mean? If the government wants to go so far as to take away a business, an entire business's right to do that via their religion, mm-hmm. then clearly an employee in that business certainly can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's definitely, that is... This you know what aggravates me with this is that this is the second case. How long ago was it that you had this same story? Was it like a year ago? There was another story, and I want to say it was also out of Detroit, where someone sued an airline because she was Muslim and she did not want to serve alcohol. That's the thing that. And it's like, you know that...
Yeah, I vaguely remember something like that, too.
Find a job that doesn't serve booze. Find a job where serving alcohol isn't part of it. I mean, it's like waitress sues restaurant for making her wait tables. It's like the same thing. If you refuse to do a job that you were hired for and agreed to do, you should be fired. The end. That does have nothing to do with the religious accommodation. It's not the employer's fault if they don't want to have to hire another person to do a job you won't do. She's just saying, I don't want to do my job, but I'm going to use my religion as a way to shield myself from getting fired. That's like me saying, oh, I don't want to do my job, but I'm going to use the fact that I'm a female so you can't fire me. Oh, if you fire me for not doing my job, you're a bigot. No, you'd be fired because you aren't doing your job. So I think she's a bigot. I'm so tired of this crap. And this political correctness stuff is insane. Then don't take the job. Super simple. It's like a bartender who gets fired or who sues because he can't. Like, he doesn't want to serve alcohol. He sues because he doesn't want to serve alcohol, but yet he took the job as a bartender. It's ridiculous. I'm tired of stuff like this. This is a political correctness, by the way. I hope this suit gets tossed out. I don't know if it will, but it's insane that she ought to be laughed out of the courtroom. She was on unpaid leave for 12 months in August last year. They said, they're like, well, she says the accommodation doesn't put any hardship on ExpressJet. Well, you're the employee. That's not your determination to make, number one. She had been instructed by her employers to work out an arrangement with another flight attendant on duty. And the other flight attendants were aggravated because it's making them do double the work. They're having to do more work and she's having to do less work, and yet they're getting paid the same. Explain to me how that's fair for all of you people out there who scream about fairness. That's, you know. So they paid her for 12 months, And then they said that she didn't have to work for 12 months. She got to sit on her ass for 12 months and not work while they paid her.
So they accommodated her, and now look what happens. Yeah. This is what happens when you accommodate.
She wants to sit on her butt for that. Apparently, Cherie Stanley's idea of work is to scream about discrimination because she accepts jobs that she doesn't want to do,
right.
And then she sits at home on her butt, and they continue to pay her because she just screams bigot at them.
Yeah. She's found her way through this SJW world.
These people need to be publicly shamed to tears. They need to be shamed to the point where they are sobbing, because that's the only thing that's going to stop this. I have zero, 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 zero anything for this. It's infuriating. Let's go ahead and kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's quick five.
So yesterday, what was it? The observance of when Michael Brown tried to kill a cop and ended up getting himself killed. And, of course, people marked the day by gunfire. Of course they did, because the gunfire erupted at the Michael Brown protest or whatever. According to ABC News, 9:45 p.m., gunfire once again broke out during a protest in Ferguson, Missouri, on the second anniversary of Michael Brown's death, disrupting what had been a peaceful gathering. Witnesses told the AP that Tuesday night a car sped through a group of protesters who were blocking a street. They said a car struck a... Well, that's what happens when you block a street. You're going to get hit by a car. They said the car struck a young man. I don't know how. I mean, he was standing in the street right in the line of traffic, completely out of the way. They said that his shoes flew into the air. Well, that's what happens when you stand in the street and you block traffic. One said that there was reports of gunfire. Demonstrators remained on the scene. That's not peaceful if you're blocking traffic. You don't have a right to block traffic, and that actually is an arrestable offense, so stop. And it's not because you're what you're protesting. I remember one time at a protest, I had a foot on the street, and I was threatened with arrest. So I stayed on the sidewalk.
Were they protesting the fact that Michael Brown was trying to take the gun from the cop? What were they protesting?
That's a great question. Like, yes, people should be able to shoot. I don't know.
What were they? I'm just baffled by it.
I don't know why anybody would like have a celebratory observance of a criminal, but that's me. Oh, show me on the doll where the truth does shoot. The recovered Hillary Clinton emails may not be made public conveniently until after the election. This is new reporting from The Hill. None of the work-related Hillary Clinton emails discovered by the FBI after being deleted from her private server have been released, raising questions as to whether any will be seen in public before Election Day. It's a Clinton. No. The FBI said it found several thousand work-related emails deleted by Clinton. What? But I thought she didn't have any. I thought she didn't delete them. Oh. But the State Department has not committed to a schedule for their release, of course. And it's going to be up to a federal judge who is supposed to determine when they could be made public, but he'll probably twiddle his thumbs until after the election. Yay, everything is so transparent and fair. The new school gender unicorn has sparked parental outrage, according to the Daily Caller. I don't like how this is going immediately. A protest was held Tuesday at a school district in North Carolina because they created a gender unicorn to teach staff and faculty about gender identity, gender expressionism, and gender transgenderism. Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, a school district in Charlotte, created a purple unicorn with two hearts to explain transgenderism in training materials for school staff. The school district is then going to use this material to teach kids who are apparently too young to even understand how sex is to, like, go. They're going to teach them about transgender issues. So the North Carolina Values Coalition and a bunch of parents led the protest against the school's plan to brainwash. That's what it is. It's brainwashing over a mental disorder. They said that it's friendly looking and it's deceitful because it's a unicorn and et cetera, et cetera. I just think, why a unicorn? Why? Why not like a narwhal? Friendly little narwhal. Why a unicorn? And this is so ridiculous. Stop doing this to kids. This is something that parents need to do. Oh, yes, big government is again. The federal government is going to hold a children's sleepwear seminar. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is going to discuss regulations related to pajamas. Yeah. Uh-huh, it is. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is going to hold a seminar in October focusing exclusively on issues related to its regulatory requirements for children's pajamas. The meeting is going to address the Flammable Fabrics Act, which requires that children's clothing be flame-resistant. The regulations mandate flammability tests to prove that pajamas can self-extinguish if they catch fire, because apparently a lot of people are putting their children in fires. The goal of the seminar is to bring together a bunch of people who have nothing better to do in a big bureaucratic setting so they can talk about pajamas on taxpayer dime all day long. Yeah. I'm telling you what. Is it because, what are you saying, Kane, producer Kane?
Well, first I'm like, all of our problems in the U.S. apparently have been solved, first of all.
Yeah.
For us to be focusing on this. And second of all, are kids smoking now so early that they need fire retardant material?
I need this. I need to share this. I'm gonna tweet this in a minute. This is the nastiest thing I've ever seen, and I might throw up. Give me a minute. I really legitimately may. It's from Rocket News. This is an Asian website, Japanese-based. What is the best way to deal with an abundance of cicada skins? You build a giant cicada Godzilla.
Did you see the picture?
I'm not trying to. It's a giant...
It looks pretty epic,
though. My gosh, it's the nasty... I'm going to just tweet this. So if you're on... Oh, my gosh, this is horrific. All the no's in the world. So many no's on this. No. So you told me... You heard me talking a little bit earlier. I put some of my super beets in my coffee. I have an iced coffee. You don't put it in hot coffee because heat kills nitrates. Beets are loaded with nitrates. In fact, in 1998, these two researchers won the Nobel Prize for Science because they were studying the effect that nitric oxide from dietary nitrates, what that effect has on the body. Because when you eat nitrates, your body converts it to nitric oxide. It maintains healthy blood pressure, increases your circulation, and you get an all-day energy and a boost in stamina. I get it within about 20 minutes. And so I've been doing, like, my teaspoon in... just 4 ounces of water or a thing of yogurt or a smoothie. You can do it that way. But I've also been putting it today. I put it in my cold coffee and it actually tastes pretty good. I wasn't quite sure what it would do, but it tastes pretty good. Heat kills nitrates. So this is why Super Beets uses a cold drying process to preserve the full concentration. Otherwise it's like not doing you any good. If you cook beets and eat them, you're not getting any of the benefits of the nitrates. And that's what they're loaded with more so than anything else. And so there's 3 grams of sugar. You definitely notice the difference. You can get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order and regular or black cherry. Now, I just have the regular one in my coffee. Tomorrow, my iced coffee. I just made it. It's just literally, quite literally, I put a drop of coconut milk in it, and I have a teaspoon of regular beets. I didn't do black cherry, and then my cold pressed coffee, and it actually tastes really good. Now, I'll try black cherry tomorrow, and I'll let you know how that is, but I really like it. This is my second shot of beets today. I really like it. I have a really long day, and I got to go school shopping after work, so pray for me. But you can get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry. My husband loves black cherry. I tend to do more of the regular. The regular tastes just a mild berry flavor because the drying process kills that vegetable taste. You also get a free book and indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after and free shipping. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeets.com. That's danashootsbeets.com.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. I will be in St. Louis this Friday. I'm going to be broadcasting my show from my affiliate's studios there at 1260 AM, The Answer. And I will be at Gander Mountain in Fenton from 6 to 8 p.m. Bring me your copy of Flyover Nation, and I'll sign it for you. Get there early. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. Make sure you get there early, because I think it's going to, there's always, it's kind of a long line. It has been where everywhere else I've been. So you know, I don't want you to show up there at, like, you know, 7:30, and then you're going to be like, oh, my gosh. So get there early. And it'll be good to see everybody. I'm excited about it. Kane's going to be there, too. Kane's going.
Oh, it's
going
to be fun to be back in STL.
I know. So, Kane, producer Kane, we're going to be at our affiliate there, 1260. And then we're going to get, I've never been into a Gander Mountain. Have you?
In Fenton? No, I haven't.
I mean, I've never been into a Gander Mountain, period. There's not one around us here in Dallas.
I think it's just like a, you know, not a Bass Pro necessarily.
Go take a gander by this mountain. It's easy to remember the name.
I saw some of the pictures they posted, and I saw some weaponry and things like that. So
oh, yeah, they got all kinds of stuff.
So,
they're big supporters, from what I understand, they're big supporters of 2A stuff. Like,
yeah.
They're helping to fund the fight against trying to criminalize the AR-15.
Yeah, excited
so
about
good
that.
Folks. They're there. It's a good company. Anyway, I'll be there in Fenton, 6 to 8 p.m., and make sure you come on out. I'm looking forward to it. All right, so coming up, we still have a lot to get into in this show today, folks. This idea between how covering up is somehow suppression for women. We have to have a talk about this in the context of volleyball and the Olympics. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danaschutesbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617 danaschutesbeats.com.
You can take us with you anytime. Anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You remember he had offered to pay for the legal fees of a guy who, you know, cock-blocked one of the protesters.
What?
This is a pattern
what?
That Donald Trump is engaged
Jennifer
in.
Jennifer Granholm!
And it is not...
Marty, you can't play that! Gosh, bad Marty! I think she meant coal-cocked.
Yeah, that's...
That's not,
what she meant.
Because that's not what that means. Like, that's not... That's not what that means. No.
There's been a lot of misspeaking this week.
Yeah, there has been. People can't say cities. They can't talk about coal cocking also.
Right.
I mean, just no. Oh, I have a couple things to touch on. First off, I was watching this video on break, and it was this Mexican television show where they brought a lion club into a studio. You know how, like, Jack Hanna would bring, like, animals in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
And there was a mom and a baby sitting there on stage. I guess they were on this television show. And the baby started to cry, and the lion attacked her. And that doesn't seem like a good idea to have the lion and the baby there on stage. Just, you know, like, not good, maybe. That's not a good thing to do. Not at all. So one of the things that I've noticed with the Olympic stuff, particularly, let me pull this up. Have you guys seen that photo that's, like, been everywhere of they're like, it's the difference between the, was it Egypt's volleyball team and Germany's volleyball team where they're going up and they're hitting the ball across the net. And so Germany's, she's literally in the sports bra and the bikini bottoms, and Egypt, she's in, like, leggings and a long sleeve top. And then she has a head covering on. And it's been said, well, which vision for women do you want? One where women are empowered or suppressed? East versus West, choose correctly. I think this is kind of a false choice. And first off, I think that this is a fallacy, and I think it's a conservative fallacy, and here's why. Can we all agree that the volleyball players, like, how do they not get sand off their cracks? Can I just be straight speaking with you right now? Like, they wear... They wear less than what I wear when I swim. I wear, like, Speedo stuff.
Very true.
And if I'm on a boat or doing stuff, I have, like, you know, I wear, like, a wetsuit jacket and all that stuff because I'm active when I'm, you know, in bodies of water, except if there's no activities present that I just want to float. So I'm looking at this. What if it's a woman's choice to cover up and not be in bikini bottoms and a little sports bra top, playing volleyball.
Let's talk about this in the realm of sports, because honestly, you're going to have full range of motion.
Right.
When you're playing a sport like volleyball or any of those Olympic sports. If you're covered up from ankle to wrist,
But if that's their choice, it's not even about that, though. That's not even what it's about. I mean,
it's
going to
hinder their ability, is what I'm saying.
The argument that I see some presenting is that it's somehow suppressive to cover up as a woman. Now, I get, like, in some Middle Eastern countries where they're like, oh, you can only have a screen over your eyes. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Right. But what if a woman wants to cover up more? Like, personally, I'm looking at the chick who's covered up with her legs and her arms, and she's got the thing over her head, and I'm like, how are you not sweating to death?
Right.
Like, I legit be like, how are you not sweating to death? How is that even possible? Because you're out there in full sun in sand that's also reflective. How are you not passing out right now? I get that. But at the same time, to me, it seems kind of ridiculous to say that it is it's suppression of women if a woman wants to choose to cover up or not. You know, like, what if they wanted to wear that? And how is choosing to cover up suppression when I do think that the volleyball player uniforms are a little scanty? I think that they are.
Yeah.
They look fantastic, but I think they're scanty.
But I will defend them.
I mean, if they want to wear, that's fine. I think it's scanty. I don't think there's enough modesty there.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's about that. I think it's about having...
Oh, you
honestly,
don't think so? Are you serious,
I may have other
Kane?
Motivations, but honestly, this is about being able to freely move as an athlete, you cannot restrict your motion in an Olympic
event. That thing goes up their butts! Seriously, how
it's
is
not
that?
It's restricting
it
their motion.
It goes up their butts. You see them picking their butt constantly. I'm just saying. Nor does covering... The men wear board shorts and tank tops. So don't tell me about range of motion.
I don't know.
The dudes who play sand volleyball, they dress like frat brothers. They have long board shorts on, and then they have loose-fitting tank tops. That's way different. So their motions aren't inhibited at all.
I don't know.
That's way different than a little teeny bikini bottom and a little teeny bikini top.
I kind of like my scientific argument on it.
I think it's unnecessarily scanty. I mean, they look fabulous. And I think Kerry Walsh Jennings I think she's amazing. And I love how she ticked everybody off because she was like, oh, I just was made to play volleyball and have babies. And I was like, yeah. Just saying, the only time that I really cared enough to speak out about this is when I saw some conservatives suggesting, like this, the other Egyptian team member and the volleyball team, she didn't have a HUD covering on, but she was in the long sleeve shirt and just athletic, like leggings, I guess. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, they're so suppressive. But what if she wanted to wear that? Like, I'm just saying, what if that was her choice? And how is it suppressive if I don't think dressing modestly is suppressive, particularly if it's a woman's choice.
I get that. I'm going to go back to the sport of it all. And just
don't,
like you
I
wouldn't
don't.
Wear,
I can't do that.
I'm just saying, just like you
because
wouldn't wear a bulky sweater to play baseball, you wouldn't
Oh my gosh, you're not talking about a bulky sweater. That's hyperbole. Invoking hyperbole.
I'm just saying, you have to have,
like literally, your crack sticks out. I don't know which side, but there's like a heartbeat away from a wardrobe malfunction.
I don't know. Well, who won between the two? Was it the Egyptian fully clothed?
Oh, of course we win because we're back-to-back
right.
World War
that's
champs.
What I'm saying.
But it has nothing to do because the men sand volleyball, they do fantastic too, and they're in board shorts and a long sleeve tank top.
See, even Marty says your butt needs to be free to move around a little bit.
Because Marty's a young man. He was shot in the stomach. His world's view is skewed. I don't think that it's suppressive, but yet that's how conservatives are presenting.
You mean politically or religiously suppressive?
It's just suppressive. Like, oh, it's empowering if women dress modestly. And I'm like, wait, we have conservatives that are suggesting this? Because I think that you're playing into the third wave feminist subtle desire to have to set. Third wave feminism believe they won't admit it, but they think satisfying this patriarchal motion and judging women by patriarchal standards is what defines female empowerment. Like judging women on the basis as whether or not they can do the same task as well as a man, instead of celebrating what makes them unique as women. And that's why I'm always like, how is it supposed to be more freeing to dress more immodestly? That's what I don't understand. How is it unsuppressive?
I see what you mean.
That's what I don't understand. Like, how is it less suppressive if you show more skin as a feminist?
Well, because modesty is relative, I think. It's different for some people. And so what some people consider to be modest is not going to be the same for others. It's just,
is it, though?
Yeah. I mean, and culturally, we all are
like
different.
Like, I'm not saying, I mean, seriously, I'm not saying wear a burqa. You guys know where I am.
Right. No, no, no.
I think that those countries are horrifically suppressed. That is actual suppression. And the fact that they're trying to sit here and say that dress, whether or not you're in a bikini or whether or not you're in, like, a full thing, I mean, they can't drive over in these countries. And they can't even inherit property.
That's
so,
true.
You know, that's a big, that's not what suppression
was
is.
Was it brought out in this article about the fact that they were forced to wear that or that they chose to wear that?
I dropped one comparison. This is the photo. It's where you have one German team member who's jumping up over the net.
I see that, yeah.
And she's going up against this one Egyptian team member, and there is a stark difference there.
Who clearly isn't able to have 100% free range of motion.
It's not because of what she's wearing.
I think
it's just because they suck. Because these are countries where women aren't even, they're just now competing. So let's recognize that.
I don't know. I just want to give any advantage possible that you can have as an Olympic athlete.
I'm also going to give you a photo of what the dudes are wearing. So the dudes, the U.S. dudes, Nicholas Luciana of the United States, he's in board shorts and a tank top. I'm just going to point this out. Why aren't they in, like, little Speedo bottoms and shirtless? Why is that?
I think anatomy's
different.
These
people, really?
Because of anatomy.
No. These people dive in sand. Now, have you ever sat in sand in a bikini bottom, Kane?
No,
have
you
ever sat in sand? No, we're going
thank
here.
You for
have
having
you,
that question,
have you
no,
sat,
I have not.
Producer Kane, have you sat in sand with a bikini bottom? You haven't.
No.
Do you know what it's like?
Shorts.
Do you know what it is like to sit in sand in a bikini bottom?
I hear the euphemisms,
so,
and I understand where it comes
from. Oh, my gosh. Those euphemisms are right. Because I sat, when I was in Turks and Caicos, I sat on the beach. Now, granted, it was, you know, it wasn't like a ridiculous bikini bottom because I am a mother of two children and I just don't, you know, I want to go have fun and I don't want to have to worry about nothing flying out if I'm on a jet ski. You know what I'm saying?
I get that.
I'm there to have
fun. Which is why the guys aren't wearing Speedos when they're playing volleyball. That's the reason why guys aren't wearing Speedos when they're playing volleyball.
Here's the thing. You don't even, sitting in the sand in a bikini is, I just don't even understand. It
yeah,
is horrific.
You're increasing the risk.
It is so bad. I was in a total bad mood. Mm. Oh, I did act like I had.
That's the
it was bad because it was real. That happened. So they're playing. They're not just sitting in the sand. They're diving in it. They're diving into it. They're diving into it. That's what it is. I just, like Lorraine says on Twitter, no one wants to see a dude in a Speedo, let alone a dude in a Speedo.
Okay, let alone
you know
an
what?
Olympian.
I'm not saying that they have to wear the little Speedo thing. They could even just wear board shorts and no shirts, but they choose not to do that. I just think it's weird. The whole purpose of the whole beginning of this conversation happened because I think that it's ridiculous for people to say that if women choose to cover up more than a woman who doesn't, that it's somehow suppressive. I think we have to be very careful about making that argument. Because in Egypt, they have Sharia. Well, some parts of Egypt, they have Sharia, and it sucks.
Since the Arab Spring.
But then Muslim Brotherhood has been driven out,
right.
And so a lot of that's been restored. So, I get it. It sucks. And women in Saudi Arabia can't drive. In some places, women can't vote. They can't inherit property. In Pakistan, you can't leave your home if you're a woman without a male blood relative with you or your husband. I get it. Yeah, that's actual suppression.
Right.
Here in the United States, if a woman wants to not show her TNA,
right.
Like that's not suppression. That's just her being modest.
Right.
If she chooses to do so. That's modesty.
I just don't think it was that from the Egyptian team. I just think it might have been something that was of a religious request.
But I think that the conservative argument got lost because they were trying to say, oh, well, look, empowered or suppression. And I'm like, wait, you're talking about the showing of skin to be the ultimate determination as to whether or not something's empowered?
And you're right. That shouldn't be the gauge for that. I get that 100%, but I'm still for what they wear.
I look at that. I'm like, you go off and you wear it. Carrie Walsh Jennings has had a bunch of kids and she looks fantastic. And she's very long waisted.
Yeah.
She's almost built like a swimmer.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
And the same with swimming.
I'm like,
think of what swimmers wear, and the reason why they wear it is because.
Okay, well, different because they have to be not aerodynamic. What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah,
it's
kind of aerodynamic.
No. It's totally different from volleyball because the way the water actually wicks around material is important, even when you're talking about like 1/10 of a second.
Right.
Going in. So that's hugely important.
It. Just like you can't stretch your arm all the way out if you're covered in a burqa. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's how they look at it.
Yeah, what Marty was like, that's why guys shave their entire bodies in swimming. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. We're going to talk about some of the Olympics coming up. In the meantime, though, we have a Florida man on the way, Patriot Mobile. I love Patriot Mobile. This is my phone. They're my phone service. This is who I switched to back in February. They help support. In fact, they help support the NRA. They help support the Second Amendment values for which you stand. And I don't know who your mobile phone provider is, but you need to be careful about what mobile phone provider you have, because some of them, like Credo Mobile, give millions and millions of dollars to fund gun control causes, to fund Planned Parenthood. In fact, Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. And there's only, until now, there's never been a conservative answer to this, but Patriot Mobile is it. It's America's only conservative phone company, the only conservative phone provider. And they help fund conservative causes and initiatives while also providing amazing customer service, and they donate a part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today. For switching, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. And on average, you're going to save about 10 to 15%, which is another bonus. So I care about where my money goes. You should too. Patriot Mobile provides exceptional service, and they support what we support. Use promo code Dana and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com. Use my name and waive the activation fee.
Now what? That's the question chronic pain sufferers are asking. Following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's release of the first ever national guidelines designed to curb the alarming increase in prescription drug deaths. According to the latest statistics, a record high 28,647 deaths involving opioids were recorded in 2014. But here's the catch. Even though that's a 14% increase over the previous year, the CDC, for now, is only advising doctors to voluntarily stop prescribing the potentially addictive pills in most situations, and to instead look to alternative approaches. The most popular alternative for those suffering from musculoskeletal conditions like low back pain and neck pain? Chiropractic care. In fact, studies have shown that drug-free chiropractic care results in improved patient outcomes, higher satisfaction, and lower costs. Notes the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress's Sherry McAllister, it's heartening that the growing opioid epidemic is finally gaining attention. Learn more at www.f4cp.com.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank out the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time Magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your comic best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, August 11th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit transforms into the ultimate comic party pit. Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. Wear any comic, superhero, or villain attire and receive a free ace or $10 free slot play. Join the blackjack race for your chance to win an Apple iPad Air. See you there. For the ultimate comic party pit. The ultimate. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river. That's not all. Join us on the Elements Patio Friday, August 12th from 8:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. as it transforms into a luau patio party. Dress your Hawaiian best and get laid. Are you competitive? Put your skills to the test and enter the beer pong tournament for cash prizes. Featuring a live DJ, food and drink specials, and photo booths. See you there for the Elements Luau Patio Party. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
All right, we got to get into Florida, man, because we have like some turtles to deal with.
Hey, brother, it's time to check in on Florida, man.
All right, I have one that's a Florida man. This one should be a Florida man story, but it's a Chinese man story from Death and Taxes. A Chinese man tried to board a plane with his pet turtle disguised as a hamburger. South China Morning Post has it this story. They say that a man tried to smuggle his pet turtle through customs by hiding it in a KFC hamburger container between two slices of bread bun. The incident occurred on the morning of July 29th when a man named Li was about to board a China Southern Airlines flight to Beijing. As Li passed through airport security, X-ray screening machines detected a few odd protrusions sticking out of a KFC burger. They don't have burgers at KFC, right? That a man had packed in his bag. Airport staff determined that the protrusions looked suspiciously like turtle limbs, and they asked to inspect Lee's baggage. There's no turtle in there. It's just a hamburger, Lee reportedly insisted. There's nothing special to see inside. Oh, no. No, but in fact there was. It was a turtle that he shoved between two bread buns, and so that wasn't allowed to happen. That poor turtle had to absorb all those X-rays. So finally, he said that he wanted to travel with his beloved turtle. They said, look, you can't smuggle the damn thing on the plane. So he allowed a friend to care for his turtle while he was away. Mm-hmm. Now, here we come. This is the Florida story. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, by way of WHIO, had to put a warning on its Facebook page telling people, stop painting turtle shells. Stop it. It's illegal. They say, while to you it may seem harmless, painting the shells of turtles and tortoises can severely compromise their health. The paint can hinder their ability to absorb the vitamins they need from the sun, which I would agree. That's rude. Stop doing it. Cause breast. What if somebody came and gave you a crappy manicure? You wouldn't like it. Don't do it. Anyway, they say if you don't try to remove the paint, if you come across a turtle with its shell painted, call a Fish and Wildlife rep and they'll come out and handle it. Mm. A Central Florida parent hopes to fight third-grade retention statute. News 13, this parent is incredibly angry because, I mean, just why wouldn't they be? This parent is like, look, my son shouldn't fail third grade because he can't pass it. A group of Central Florida parents are suing over a state statute that allows test scores to decide whether or not third graders can go to the next grade. This one parent, it focuses on an 8-year-old who actually didn't really pass third grade, and so they're like, well, we need to make sure that he can go to the next grade, and so they're trying to argue about it. That's not how any of that stuff works. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, mm-mm. This is, Florida man stops traffic to watch some manatees get it on. It's just why. Poor manatees. They just want, have you seen them? They're like giant sea cows. They're like peaceful, happy little sea cows. But there are all these people almost caused an accident on the Campbell Causeway. Tuesday afternoon, there was splashing in the water yards from the road, and people just stopped their cars in the middle of the road. I guess that's what they do. They went to watch what is called a manatee mating ball, which sounds totally gross. People stop to watch because it's a rare sight. You can only see every 3 to 5 years, and that's probably why it never happens, because people watch it, and it's gross. For a female manatee, deciding between suitors can be difficult. On average, seven male manatees compete for a single female's attention. That's disgusting, but yes, Kane, that's what happened, and I can't say that on air. I'm just saying. Let's see. Florida man's excessive snoring led to arrest. This from T.C. Palm in St. Lucie. It began in the St. Lucie County Jail. There was a beat down and an arrest, according to the affidavit. A snorer began about 11:30 p.m. Sheriff's deputy went into jail and spoke to the inmate identified as the victim, Cedric Maynor. He said a man named Cedric Maynor hit him after he complained that Maynor's snoring was keeping him awake and not letting him catch any sleep. The victim complained. They got into a fight. There was a beat down. Somebody lost a tooth. Somebody else had a swollen red cheek. And Maynor was arrested on battery because even though the snoring aggravates you, you can't beat someone down in jail over it. But he's in jail in the first place because he probably doesn't understand things like this. Third hour on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Calling all volunteers. Turtle Bay Exploration Park needs you. From animal care to horticulture and everything in between. Volunteers are what help make Turtle Bay wonderful. We're having a volunteer opportunities workshop where you can learn all about how you can help Turtle Bay. Join us Saturday, August 27th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Find out where you fit best to volunteer with Turtle Bay. To RSVP, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. In Arkansas today, one deputy's dead, another wounded when a suspect shot at law enforcement officers, then barricaded himself inside his mobile home for several hours, then surrendered. Sebastian County Sheriff Bill Hollenbach says it became apparent the suspect was prepared for some sort of confrontation.
Jones had a rifle as well as body armor. Officers then were able to take cover. Mr. Jones started firing at law enforcement officers who were at the scene.
34-year-old Billy Jones was due in a Fort Smith courtroom for a hearing on whether a previous suspended sentence should be revoked. Donald Trump says it's truly amazing these newly released emails show how Hillary Clinton behaved as Secretary of State.
A couple of very bad ones came out, and it's called pay for play. And some of these were really, really bad and illegal. If it's true, it's illegal. You're paying and you're getting things.
Trump's responding to emails released by the conservative group Judicial Watch that shed light on ties between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation, Republicans alleging the emails show improper influence, a claim Clinton's campaign denies. In Rio, the U.S. men's basketball team got a pretty good test today against Australia, beating the Aussies 98-88. Forward Carmelo Anthony says he stayed in a rhythm on his way to scoring 31 points.
I was in my zone. I was playing basketball. My teammates found me when I was open. I didn't try to go get it. Everything happened within the flow of the basketball game.
The win assures the U.S. a spot in the medal round. A judge has sentenced a serial killer known as the Grim Sleeper to death for 10 Los Angeles murders that spanned decades. He was sentenced today for murdering a teenage girl. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
Police in southern India are investigating the theft of more than $750,000 in a train robbery.
The heavily guarded train was carrying more than 200 chests of used and damaged banknotes. They belonged to the Reserve Bank of India and were on their way to Chennai to be destroyed. But on arrival, when officials broke the seal on the carriage, they found chests broken open and looted and a hole cut in the train's metal roof. It's unclear whether thieves hid inside the carriage before it was sealed and later escaped through the roof, or somehow climbed onto the roof while the train was moving and cut their way in.
BBC correspondent Jill McGivering reporting. The Russian military says fighting in Aleppo will cease for 3 hours daily starting Thursday to allow humanitarian aid deliveries. Officials say the time will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. local time. Convoys will be formed near Honduras. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Amtrak has started settling lawsuits with victims of last year's deadly derailments in Philadelphia. Correspondent Jeremy House has more.
Lawyers in the process say a strict confidentiality provision prevents them and their clients from talking about how much money they've received. However, court records show the railroad reached the first settlements last week. It quietly resolved cases brought by two women who suffered head and other injuries in the May 2015 wreck. Amtrak has taken responsibility for the crash, which killed 8 people and left more than 200 injured. It won't oppose claims for compensatory damages like medical expenses. However, the pool for potential payouts is capped under federal law at $295 million. Jeremy House reporting.
Washington's Union Station was briefly evacuated today after a fire alarm went off. It's the second time in 2 weeks the station had to be cleared during rush hour. Incident lasted about 15 minutes, and then people were allowed back in. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight, limited government. Take care of yourself. Stay out of everybody else's life. The government stays out of your life. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. And when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah. Here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
I don't think there's any excuse for Hillary Clinton or her staff to be writing about this in unclassified channels, but whether that had any impact on Iran or not, I think is very questionable.
John Bolton sounds too nice. It's also sketchy, but it's like at the same time, it could be a big giant situation of wag the dog, you know what I mean? So I'm not quite sure with that whole situation with Seth Rich and the WikiLeaks and all of this. Third hour of the program, DanaRadio.com. Did you guys see the story? This was so tragic. It is this 10-year-old, Caleb Schwab. So bad. He's the son of Kansas State Representative Scott Schwab, and our prayers are with his family. He passed away on Sunday. He was riding this insane, like, it's called the world's tallest water slide. And footage has emerged of rafts on this thing flying off into the air before. He was killed on this ride. Apparently, he was decapitated while on this ride. And witnesses said it was, you know, they saw a boy fly out of the raft through the harness, hit the safety netting, and that's where he was beheaded. Producer Kane was like, he's been looking at this because think the Superman ride's insane, this, I don't even know how a raft wouldn't fly off of this thing. It does not look safe.
Right. First, it starts from just south of heaven. It's like almost 200 feet tall when you start. And then the momentum that you have on that first upward, just that first incline is guaranteed to make a raft just fly right off of that thing. It's like, I can't even imagine, as a dad of a now 14-year-old, and, you know, all my kids have been this age, because you don't want to deny them to get on a nice and scary ride, you know what I mean?
Oh,
just,
I will. I don't care.
You know
care.
What I mean? Now I will. But this type of stuff is so tragic as a parent.
Like, it has the top, and it's just a straight shoot down, and then there's like, it goes down and it's in a valley, and then it goes up again, there's another hill, and then another sharp drop. And Marty made the point in Slack, he was like, I don't understand that second hill, which I don't either, like, why do you need, because that's where the rafts are apparently flying off. And they said that they've had a lot of issues on the engineering side. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course you would. But, I mean, I don't, like, because it, when you look at it, it doesn't make sense. You're going too fast, and then you hit that other, you go up that other hill. There's not enough of an incline to slow you down, to slow down your speed.
Right.
I just don't, and then they have this, like, real flimsy netting over it, and, like, that's supposed to keep you? That's supposed to keep you in the
thing?
Yeah,
and if you're already airborne before you get to the netting, you're just going to essentially break your head off. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened with this boy. And there's like one little strap in, but the incline on the second hill is not enough. It's not, and the hill is not tall enough, because when you're coming down from that momentum off drop, you're too fast to get a,
yeah, you
to,
clear
to,
that.
Yeah,
hill.
You're too, you'll fly over it. You won't even sit in the slide part. These rafts, like, there's video footage. What is this thing called? What is it called? The
It's
the Schlitterbahn,
right?
Water park in Kansas City.
The name of the name of it alone, the Verrückt slide. It's Verrückt.
That sounds like a dirty word.
It's Verrückt. And right there,
Marty
I
says
even...
the name translates to insane. The Verrückt slide at the Schlitterbahn water park.
I agree with that.
It's where it is. Terrifying slide. This slide this slide. You don't slide this slide. This slide slides you.
Right.
That's how that works. It's a sad. I look at this and I'm just like, nope.
But the more
nope.
I read
and
about
I like roller coasters.
Yeah,
nope.
And the more I read about the story, and I was talking to you about this before we came on the air, is I heard that this park doesn't allow you to get on the ride unless you're 14 or older. And this kid that was decapitated was 10.
Well, so maybe he looked like a 14-year-old.
Maybe, but I don't know.
I don't know. But the thing is that I just don't see how on earth this thing, because it's terrifying. I mean, oh, my gosh, it's horrific. So they have the spokesperson full of the Schlitterbahn. Yeah, Marty says it shouldn't be by age. It should be by, like, height, you know, which I agree with, height and weight. He says that... he was like, oh, they're inspected daily and all this by an outside party, but the Schlitterbahn employee told local news outlet that she's never seen a single state inspection in all of the years that she's been there.
Oh, that's comforting.
Yeah, it's comforting to know. The Superman ride? Oh, my gosh, that ride. I did that ride one time, and I'm like, why did I do this? Why did I do this? And I've never, I don't like that. Nope. I think I would have felt better if I wasn't attached to this big, giant, ginormous pole that takes you all the way up into the air. Because
right.
I don't trust machinery like that, you know? And, of course, that was right after some kid got his legs cut off. I know. I don't know. Mm-mm. And then afterwards, like, somebody threw up. It was just bad. So, I don't know. It looks so sad. It's so, but it's billed as the world's most like insane, like the highest, biggest water slide ever.
Congratulations! No one else has competed with you in that arena.
Yeah, no. So the park is still closed because they're still trying to figure out what happened on the water slide. I'll tell you what happened.
Physics.
It's poorly engineered, is why. It's poorly engineered. The rafts in the videos, they always fly off on that second hill. Let's see, you have a big ginormous hill, and it takes you all the way down, and then you go up, and it's like not there's your momentum's too much. And did you see the little strap? Have you seen the straps, the quote unquote harness that they use? Look in the pictures, Kane, of the article that I sent you.
Yeah, no,
dude,
I'm looking
like,
at it right
apparently,
now.
It's like one little Velcroed seat strap that goes across.
Yeah.
Velcro super strong. No, it's not.
Your old Adidas gym bag from the 80s had better straps. This isn't good.
It's sad. It is super sad. It's just poorly engineered. I'm just not a fan of that at all.
If they didn't have that hill, I think everything would be fine. Like, everyone would be coasting down that thing at 65 miles an hour. Then they, hit the straightaway, and then they slow down and then hit the pool, and everything's
cool. It would have been totally fine.
That would have been great.
That.
But that hill is what's making everybody die.
But we have this really flimsy netting that we put over it, Kane.
It's
that's
a safety net.
To take care
of what kind
everything.
Of a net is it?
And there are these metal wires that hold it up,
net.
Which if you hit them, it could be sharp. I just doesn't make any. It's just so bad. It's so bad. I feel so bad for that family because now,
Oh, that's the worst.
They have to, I like how Kane's like, oh, it's the worst. It's like getting stung.
It's the worst.
No, it's, yeah,
I mean,
it's really
the worst
bad.
To lose your child to something like this. Like, it's one thing to, we see tragic accidents like car accidents or, planes go down or whatever the case may be. Some of those completely out of your control. But this one here looks like there could have been something done here to prevent this.
Yeah, not having it there.
Right, not having that hill.
That'd be a great way to do it. Let's go ahead and kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's quick five.
All right. So let's see. This is this was one of the saddest little stories I think I've ever seen. So the headline. This comes from Daily Mail. Rome police. And this is in the United States. This is in, where is this, like in New Jersey? Is this near New Jersey? This elderly couple, they had police, their names are Michelle and Jolie, 94 and 89. They wed 70 years ago. They were in their apartment. They suffer from terrible loneliness. And one day their cries were so dire that the neighbors called police. After checking up on their health, the cops were so moved by the couple that they offered them a gesture that came straight from the heart. So Italian police officers in Rome that they did this. These Italian police officers, they see this old couple. They rarely receive visitors. And my other story is a New Jersey lady. And they cook them a dinner of spaghetti with butter and parmesan, according to New York Daily News. And they had dinner with the family. And they checked and make sure, their home was nice and neat. They were just super lonely. How sad is that? Oh, my gosh, that's the saddest thing. Who doesn't go and visit their grandparents?
Right.
Who does not like that one story of like, Papa made burgers for everybody, and I'm the only one who showed that story that went viral?
Yeah.
And all these people, you ought to feel bad. You ain't having burgers with Papa? You should feel bad. You better be checking up on your mama and Papa. That's how that works. Oh, that's the saddest thing ever. This is Audio Soundbite 19. This is Connecticut. Excuse me. Hartford 911 dispatcher. Well, she got a call from an elderly woman who was lonely and had no one else, and she had a health issue. She was disabled, and she couldn't take out her trash, and she needed help. She called 911. Listen to this.
I just wanted to know if somebody could take my garbage out tomorrow. It's been there 2 weeks, and it's overloaded. I'm 86 years old. I'm handicapped, and I got a heart condition. I have nobody.
Neighbors typically help her out with some things around the house, but they were tied up with their own family emergencies, and Frances was having trouble getting her garbage barrels down to the end of her driveway. That's when dispatcher Catherine stepped in.
Well, I'm not a police officer, Miss Rare, but I do have tomorrow off, and I can drag your barrels down to the end of your driveway if you'd like.
You can?
Yes.
But where are you?
At the police department.
That's such an easy thing, and a lot of people that call in here, unless it's something you could fix over the phone, we get you the people that you need, but it's not usually us personally that fixes the problem. So with something so simple like that, it was just easier to just do it myself.
How awesome is that? Oh, my gosh. She's 86 years old, and they said her house was all also real neat and tidy, and that you could tell she was real worried about the trash going out. And she says, you know, if they're calling 911, it's an emergency to them, is what she had said. So she went on there, and she on her day off, she took out the garbage. She also removed excess junk from her house. Go and visit your grandparents. Oh, my gosh. That makes me so sad. Oh, my gosh. So then it gets so sad. Oh, I'm not crying, but it's the things that make me sad that might provoke tears are dogs that are sad, Olympic champions who are on the podium after winning gold and the anthem's playing, and new CHL holders who are real happy. Maybe the fourth one, Johnny Joey Jones had mentioned this to me. The veterans returning from battle and surprising their families, those videos. Oh, gosh, I can't even deal with those videos. I have to go hide in a closet and watch them because it's just, I'm just like, I'm not a crier. It's so bad. Oh, my gosh. How sad is that, though? Oh, my gosh, it's the saddest thing ever. Four more people have caught Zika in Miami. Huh. Miami! Not that one place, not that one, that mile roped off place. It is the biggest one-day spike in to date as the city struggles to control the virus. The development means that there are now 21 people being treated for local transmission of it. It's 21 now. And I think that we just time to start getting flamethrowers, guys. I told you it is time to start getting flamethrowers out. Let's get that going because this is just a support monkey on a flight to Las Vegas got loose inside the cabin after it was taken on board by a passenger. You lost me at support monkey. I don't care what anything else. No, a support monkey got loose inside the cabin on a Frontier Airlines flight. The monkey was taken on board by a passenger traveling to Vegas. The airport spokeswoman confirmed the animal was or got loose. You can take support animals. I don't know what kind of monkey it was. It was just a monkey, and it got loose. They're crazy. Those things are nuts. They said that it had not been smuggled onto the plane, but it got out and went crazy, and everybody got off safely, but it got loose and was running around the plane. You know what you do? You get a blanket like babies do. You don't get a support monkey that you take on the flight with you. You get a blanket. You get a blanket like Linus. Babies don't need support monkeys. They just got blankets and stuffed animals. Get you a stuffed animal. That's, oh my gosh. Can you imagine if I had to sit next to somebody with a support monkey? I would die.
No.
You guys know I got in a slap fight with a chimpanzee when I was a kid, and I'm scarred forever. Oh, no. I would be losing my mind because I just can't deal. They're nasty. They're mean. No. It's like having a support spider. Oh, I'd lose my ever-loving mind on that, too. No. Oh, people tried. There was a support tarantula on one flight. I'm not even making it up. Yes, I will find that story. Producer Kane doesn't believe me. I will find that story for you. Folks, Purple Heart Foundation, this is a great organization that helps veterans. And they work so closely with vets because it's a volunteer, vets helping veterans. And they have a ton of services that they provide for veterans all across the country. They have PTS support, Canines for Combat Vets. They also have job training, educational scholarships. They focus on emotional and educational support for veterans and their families, all veterans, not just those who are combat wounded. And every dime you give goes right to the vets, and it's 100% tax deductible. Car, cash, credit, all 100% deductible, and it all goes towards making sure that our veterans are provided for. So in honor of those who've served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. givetopurpleheart.org.
In all states. Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irby's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irby's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt? That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvi's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvi's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Speck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
I'm going to be signing copies of Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to at Gander Mountain in St. Louis this Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. And I hope you're going to come out. Get in line early. Progressives, oh, please come protest me. One of them said, buy all the copies you can. Put them in a pile and buy lighter fluid at Gander. Roll the cameras and burn the pile. Because they're book burners. That's how they always have been. They are always the people who burn books. But I'm like, yeah, I'll dry my tears with the money that you already gave me for my book, you dumbass. Like, you just gave me all the money. We're going to teach her a lesson by buying her books and giving her money for them. And then we're going to burn them. Oh! So I already have your money. All right, bye. You do whatever you want with it. Bye. Bye, Felicia. My gosh, these people, they're not the smartest. They really aren't the smartest. We're going to totally teach a lesson. We're going to take our money. We're going to give it to the place for a book. And then after she has the money, we're going to burn them. And there you go, Dana. Yeah, okay, well, I already have your money. Golly, you people are so dumb. Man, you know, this is why incest still happens. Because these people. This is why you got cousins with cousins and daddy uncles and everything else. Because of people like this dude. That's why. Good. And then they're going to, when we're going to also purchase lighter fluid from the place where you're going to have your book signing. So we're going to do double purchase. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Oh, man. It's too great. Thank you for the money, haters. Thank you for the money, haters. I'm going to use it to buy some more ammo. All right, quick break. We have a lot more to get into, particularly the, wait until you hear this major North Carolina school district. They want to opt out of calling students boys and girls, for real. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
You've heard me talk about the Liberal phone company, whose motto is literally phone-powered progressive change. Here's what we're up against. Credo Mobile has given $81 million to progressive causes in the past 10 years alone, and Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. But now there's a way to combat their liberal agenda. It's the alternative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone, but they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, and they provide exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation fee.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com at DLash on Twitter. Find me on Snapchat, where I've been having too much fun with the filters. Bring back the white bear filter. Come on. Because that was a good one. That was a funny one. I liked that that one. So I have a story for you. This came over at Independent Journal Review, this particular story. The idiocy never ends. And I wish that people would stop, like, doing these social experiments on little kids. It would be awesome if we could just make that to where it didn't happen. So this this is a North Carolina school district. And so they've decided that they're going to stop labeling students as boys and girls. It's the, yeah, that's the gender unicorn thing, but this is the full story. The Charlotte Mecklenburg, they had the unicorn on hold for a while, but now they've got this slow roll of a controversial gender-related recommendation. It's made it to the school board last night, and they don't refer to kids as boys and girls, but they refer to them as scholars and students. They say they want to eliminate boy and girl references as one of several policies included in our bully prevention regulations. One policy allows students to participate in extracurricular activities and overnight field trips based on their gender identity. A student who identifies as a girl would be allowed to participate in an all-girl overnight trip, so a boy. Another policy, the school must evaluate all gender-based activities and maintain only those that have clear and sound purposes that basically be for all genders. And they have it in their guidebook. It says a student's transgender status is confidential, notes IJR, that the involvement of parents in the plan is determined in working with a student. Considering the health, age, blah, 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 staff must take care to not out a student to others, including the parents of an older student, without the student's permission. They can't even contact the parents or use the student's name or pronoun on birth certificate unless the student or parent says otherwise. This is the dumbest
on
thing.
On birth certificate?
I've ever heard in my life. And the following, this is what they're going to adhere to. So you can have a boy be prom queen. You can have a boy who is pretending to be a girl go on all-girl overnight trips that involve sleeping arrangements. And no one outside of those on a need-to-know basis are allowed to know because pronouns are discouraged and they're not allowed to talk about it. So everyone says, well, the transgender student has a right to privacy, but apparently none of the girls do on the overnight trip. They don't have a right to privacy. And they don't refer to students as he or she, so I don't think that they're going to have sports separated by gender anymore either. I just don't. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's a social experiment with kids. Producer Kane's shaking his head like he could power the country right now just on the energy of his head shake alone.
Why do we think this is what needs to be taught? Like, aren't schools there to give us the lessons that we need in order to be productive human beings in this society?
I'm saying, right?
Why at this age are we saying anything about this at all to these kids?
Well, and I mean, the thing that gets me is that, so like on the overnight trips too, like you could send a boy on the overnight trips, right? And the other parents aren't notified because of that student, the boy who's pretending to be a girl, right to privacy. Now remember, what does the left always tell us? That gender is not sexuality. That you can still be transgender. You can be a boy who's pretending to be a girl and still attracted to girls.
Right.
You can be a girl who's pretending to be a boy. And
Caitlyn Jenner said it more than one occasion.
Yeah. Bruce, yeah.
That's right. What did I say?
Bruce. So this idea that somehow, I mean, that the other parents don't have to know, that it's not their business. It's not their business if their girls are sleeping with a boy on an overnight trip? Good heavens. Where do the parents fit in here? That's the big question. Where do the parents fit in here? I mean, that's just it's unbelievable. And I'm not surprised. And you want to know why so many people go to homeschooling. This school sounds like it's horrible. Like, I bet the kids aren't happy at this school. It's like the Charlotte Mecklen. I can't even say the name. Mecklen School. It sounds like a big old hippie, like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't be able to deal with that in North Carolina. And it's a local education agency and is the public school system for Mecklenburg County. So it's a public school. So this is what they're doing with everybody's money there. The parents are outraged.
Well, we've seen since the 70s how, you know, discipline in schools has been taken away. All these things in schools have been taken away. And now the script has been flipped where it's just, you know, hey, it doesn't matter if it makes sense or anything, or if it's anti-science, we're still going to teach it to you.
Yeah, these people don't love science, I guess. I'm looking at the Charlotte Mecklenburg School, their guide that says supporting transgender students. It is a whole with slides and everything. And then this is where they have the gender unicorn. So they have the gender unicorn that tries to, and they even say it in here, you can be a boy identifying as a girl and still attracted to girls. They even say it in here.
I think the mascot's telling. I mean, we all know unicorns are not real and it's completely fake.
I know. I think that's, you know, at first I was like, why not a narwhal? But I think you are totally fine.
You know what I mean?
I think that's a really good point.
It's completely fake. So same with your transgender stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, it's obviously something that you believe for yourself. Great. But quit mandating it for the whole
school. Charlie says on Twitter, I don't mind LGBT, whatever Q people. I mind forced acceptance. That's exactly
right.
What this is. See, this is no longer someone's preference. this is affecting someone else's kids, because you have a ton of parents that have been protesting this. And these parents say, well, we're being forced and our children are being forced to deal with this now. They're being forced to, they don't get a right. This one student would get a right, and a boy would get to go on an overnight field trip, a girls only overnight field trip, because he identifies as a girl and none of the other students are entitled to know. None of the other parents are entitled to know, because they view it as compromising the right, the privacy right of that student. But what about the privacy rights of the girl, the girls there, to be knowingly informed that by going on this trip, they will be sleeping next to a boy? And you're talking about really young kids. You're talking about preteens. You're talking about teenagers. That's cruel to these kids to put them in that position where they're already awkward. Like, for instance, I have family that went to, that are at a school that dealt with a transgender student in Missouri last year trying to use the bathroom. He was an 18-year-old huge boy, so technically he was a full-grown adult. He was a tall boy, and he just thought putting a wig on and a skirt and some lipstick made him a girl. And he did not want to use the private faculty restroom. He insisted on and demanded that the other girls be forced to accept him in their bathrooms and their locker rooms. And so I had family members that were at that school. And they were saying, and I talked to one of them on my television show on The Blaze, and she would change in the bathroom down the hall. She wouldn't even go to her locker room. She would go all the way across campus to change because she felt so uncomfortable changing in front of a boy. I mean, you're talking about, 14-year-old girls who are already there. You go through a weird stage at that age. Everybody's awkward. And she was like, she didn't want to have to take her shirt off in front of a boy in the locker room. And she said it was so awkward. And I felt really violated. Like, I felt like, it just is not comfortable. And yet she was called a bigot, and all these other girls were shamed. They were shamed by this student and some of his friends, because they said that they were bigots for their modesty and for not wanting to change in front of a boy. And remember, you can identify as a girl. You can be a male and identify as a girl, and you can still be attracted to other girls. So that's what's unbelievable about this. So he could still be oogling them. Because again, he's just, remember, gender is just who you identify as. And so these girls, the parents were livid. Where are the right to privacy for those girls? In this school, and where the parents aren't even, the parents found out about it. And they were livid. They were like, you mean you aren't going to tell us this? You aren't going to tell us? You aren't going to tell our daughters? It's the most sexist thing. And it's always, and I'm just going to go down this road because it needs to be gone down. It's always, no offense, dudes, because I have sons. I love me some men. I'm the only female in my house. It's always some progressive boy, a male, who wants to appropriate female sexuality and thinks that all you have to do to appropriate female sexuality is some lipstick, a skirt, and a wig. And that means that you are every bit of as good of a girl as they are, which is degrading and sexist and stereotypical. And then demand that they, by force, accept them. Tolerance would be they're using the faculty bathroom. Forced acceptance is you must include me in your bathroom. You must change in front of me or you're a bigot. You must go to the bathroom next to me or you're a bigot. That is forced acceptance. And so many progressives out there, they conflate tolerance and acceptance. And that's exactly what this is. I feel bad for these parents. It's like every year, it's a fight for them. Every year, because they always have, they have to deal with everything that adults shove on them. It would be one thing in every single case that we've ever talked about on the show. And I've gone back and I've researched them. There's always been a case where it's a boy who wants to use the girls' locker room and girls' bathroom and wants to compete in the girls' team to take the place of another girl. And that boy, he has always offered a faculty bathroom. He's always offered his own private, and he does not want that. He's saying that he is not going to be happy unless the school forces the other girls to accept him every single time. Now, in the case of my family in Missouri, that boy who was pretending to be a girl, his family did not support that. They said, if you want to use a faculty bathroom, fine, but we are not going to join you in forcing these other girls to give up their right to privacy just solely to accommodate yours and to prioritize you over anyone else. And they didn't support him in that. And so I feel bad for parents. It's hard. It is so incredibly difficult. And I don't like the message that it sends to other boys, too. My son, who is incredibly insightful, said, because we were, you know, he's a teenager now, we were having this conversation, and he was like, he goes, Mom, because he doesn't listen to my show all the time. He doesn't. I mean, he's not, we don't force politics on them. He's just incredibly observant. He was like a born conservative thinker. And he goes, you know what I don't understand? And I said, what? And he was sitting at the kitchen counter, and he was doing some homework, or doing his summer reading, in fact. And he goes, you know what I don't understand? He said, because he was listening to something on TV, and he goes, I don't understand how they think that if a boy wants to be a girl, I don't understand how all they think they have to do is put on makeup and a dress. He goes, that's just the appearance of a girl. He goes, and aren't we always told that you can't judge on the appearance? And I was like, bingo. You get it. He gets it. He's a kid. He gets it. Nobody else apparently, or they do, but they pretend to not. Folks, for a good night's sleep, upgrade yourself to a Casper mattress. You can crank up the AC all night, for sure, but who's, like, actually can afford that, you know? Who's going to afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Get a Casper mattress. Sleep as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was named as one of the best inventions of 2015 by Time Magazine, and they were invented with two high-tech foams that guarantee you will sleep cool and comfortable with all the support that you need. And your mattress from Casper ships for free in a box so small you're not going to believe that it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get it from your front door to your bedroom. And you get to try it in your own home for 100 nights, no risk. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up. They'll refund you everything. So discover why I love my Casper. Try yours in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 to get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, Dana50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A 70-year-old church choir director in Arkansas got in big trouble for trying to protect herself and her home. She lives in a part of Little Rock where break-ins and violent crimes are common, so her home had bars on the windows. Apparently that offended some neighbors who complained to local authorities, and they had her arrested, even though the bars were already on the home before she bought it. She looked through the lens of liberty and fought back, telling the town council, "If I can find some more bars, I'll put them up on the rest of the windows." She understands what town leaders have forgotten, that the people's right to protect themselves is one of America's most important founding principles.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Now, you and I both know that criminals can attack at any moment. I want to share a situation that happened to John, one of my fellow United States Concealed Carry Association members. At 2:30 in the morning, two thugs broke into John's house through a kitchen window. John was woken from a dead sleep to the sound of his 10-year-old daughter's chilling scream. John sprang from bed and grabbed his Springfield XD from a locked bedside safe, prepared to stop any threat to his home and family. Luckily for the thugs, the time it took John to unlock the safe is what saved their lives. But here's my question. Would you know what to do if this happened to you? Here's the good news. The USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that will arm you with 23 life-saving strategies, transforming you into the ultimate protector of your loved ones. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's protectthemtoday.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As of 1 July 2015, Nevada will now recognize Arizona's non-resident CCW permit. Those of you who have trained with NFI can use your Arizona Authorized Training Certificate to apply for and be approved for the Arizona non-resident CCW, which now is recognized by Nevada. Anybody else? Give us a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
I'll be in St. Louis on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Gander Mountain in Fenton, the last stop for the live book signing tour for Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. I'll be personalizing signing books. Come early. It's going to be a good time, and I'm looking forward to it. And it'll be nice to see everybody. I'll be out there with my affiliate, 1260 AM The Answer. Kane will be out there, too. Producer Kane's
yes, going
to be back in the loo. So it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. We're looking forward to it. And, of course, Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. Make sure that you check that out as well. And it'll, like I said, it's good times. Good times. It's good times to have by all. In the meantime, this story, I think, with we were talking about all the Second Amendment stuff from Trump in the beginning, the remarks that he had yesterday. And again, I think I'm defending Second Amendment people. Trump can defend himself. I don't need to defend nothing. I just am not hardwired to immediately think of violence whenever I hear someone talking about organizing for voting. And everyone says, well, how do you explain, not everyone, but some people have said, well, you're talking, how do you explain this? You know, he mentioned after the election, after she already places the Supreme Court justices. Oh, this is my response. Oh, you mean so voting's forever done after that? And we're never going to vote again? That voting ends in this November? So that's it? Great. Yay. That's it? That's all? Oh, wait, no, we vote again. We have midterms then. I know, it's totes craze, guys. We have midterms, And then we have a general again in 2020. Huh. I mean, it's kind of amazing. So, yeah, we still vote. And you still, it's incredibly important to make sure that you push the Senate. You can vote for impeachment. You can, if you control the Senate, that is. And you can also use the organizational effort of the millions of gun owners in the United States to push back against Supreme Court appointees, et cetera, et cetera. That's what. Again, I'm not hardwired to think of violence. I know the anti-gun folks are. They are. I know that they are. But I'm not. I don't look at it that way. They're like, I think they want that. They like that. I wrote about this in my first book, Hands Off My Gun. It's the Tragedy Caucus. They like that stuff. They actually think they want violence. It's sad. All right, today in stupidity, what do we got?
Well, all this yapping about what Trump said yesterday regarding Second Amendment, those who, you know, regard the Second Amendment. Joe Biden said this back in 2008.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem.
Yeah. So why wasn't it such a big deal then? Because it isn't a big deal. If you read the Federalist Papers, you know what the intent is behind the Second Amendment.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with that. And that's the stuff that I find so ridiculously idiotic. Just stop, guys. Stop. You know, you don't have to have, don't allow your dislike for a candidate to get you into this bait, to get you involved in this and make you like buy into this issue.
That's why I'm
not
a federalist.
It at all. Yeah, exactly. See, there you go. Folks, don't forget The Dana Show on Facebook, Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central, and I'll be in St. Louis 6 to 8 p.m. For details, go to danaradio.com, click on the events tab.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. On the stump in Fort Lauderdale Wednesday, Donald Trump says Hillary Clinton and President Obama helped found the Islamic State group.
He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be Crooked Hillary Clinton. Co-founder, Crooked Hillary Clinton.
Meanwhile, in Iowa, Clinton says Trump's off-the-cuff comments about guns Tuesday show again he doesn't have the temperament to be president.
Words matter, my friends. And if you are running to be president, or you are president of the United States, words can have tremendous consequences.
Delta Airlines is still in recovery mode after 3 days of computer problems. 1,000 flights were canceled Monday, 800 on Tuesday, and over 300 more on Wednesday. CEO Ed Bastian says the airline's trying to make good with customers who were inconvenienced.
Try to be as generous as possible with respect to customer goodwill. And I think the $200 vouchers and how we determine the $200 voucher was that was the average ticket price sold on both of those days.
Bastian, who took over as CEO in May, says the problem started when an electrical component failed and led to a shutdown of the transformer that provides power to the airline's data center. California officials say a hot tub's faulty wiring is to blame for one of the state's most destructive wildfires. A blaze that killed four people and destroyed more than 1,300 homes last September in a 120-square-mile area north of San Francisco. And Katie Ledecky's led the U.S. to a gold medal in the women's 4x200-meter freestyle relay, her third gold of the Rio Olympics. Australia claimed the silver, and Canada takes the bronze. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. Have you received a letter or personal visit from the IRS? Has the IRS garnished your paycheck or seized your bank account? If so, you need to take action now. You're a target of the most powerful collection agency in the world, and you need representation you can trust. Don't get scammed by imitators and telemarketers' high-pressure tactics. At Wall & Associates, they develop trust with their clients through a free face-to-face consultation. They've saved their clients over $129 million in the past 5 years. Call 1-800-983-5313 now for your free face-to-face consultation. Ignoring your tax problem will only make it worse. Call 1-800-983-5313 to get immediate help. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has helped thousands of taxpayers, and they can help you. Call now, 1-800-983-5313, 800-983-5313, wallandassociates.net.
Three people are now known to have died in wildfires that have advanced upon Funchal, the capital of the Portuguese island of Madeira.
Portugal's central government flew 110 firefighters into the island of Madeira as fires continued to rage around the regional capital, Funchal, and elsewhere. Three people are confirmed dead and about 1,000 were evacuated from homes, hospitals, and one five-star hotel that was consumed by flames. Even in the city centre, some residents decided to move out because of smoke and for fear of the approaching flames. On the outskirts, dozens of houses have been destroyed.
BBC correspondent Alison Roberts. Several fans who traveled to Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame game last weekend that was canceled on Sunday night because of poor field conditions, planning to sue the NFL in the hall. The game was canceled after paint congealed and hardened on portions of the field. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A federal judge has tossed a lawsuit seeking to hold Twitter responsible for posts by ISIS on the social media website.
The judge ruled that Twitter can't be held liable for rhetoric posted by the terrorist group. The lawsuit was filed by a Florida woman whose husband died in a terrorist attack in Amman last year. In the suit, Tamara Fields claimed the explosive growth of ISIS wouldn't have been possible without the ability to post propaganda on Twitter. While the judge sympathized with Fields, he ruled that federal law protects the company from liability.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Police in Detroit looking for suspected robbers who took a pass on the cash register at a gas station and instead stole three boxes of pastries. No money was taken. Surveillance video shows one man snatching up the snacks while another stands at the door guarding it with a gun. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
We're listening to the vocal stylings of Diamond and Silk, guest of Donald Trump for the Republican presidential debate.
He's not a debater. He's a negotiator.
That's right. He's not a debater. He's a negotiator.
Carly Farina, Rand Paul, Kasich, Bush, they need to get on off the stage. Pack your book bag, baby. School is over. The bell has gone.
Talk unhinged.
J.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. That's a good show, man. Who's this right there?
That's my sister, man.
How you doing? Didn't I meet you last time? Yeah, how are you, girl? Look at you. Hey, did you ever see those girls? We just went into a promo. I don't think you heard it. There was a promo. Jay Farrell's in the studio, by the way. Let me tell you what he's doing here. From Saturday Night Live since 2010. Oh, man.
Wow.
You're a veteran.
Yeah, man.
You are a veteran, stand-up comedian.
I was a baby when I got on that show.
Oh, but you are fantastic, man.
Oh, thank you.
Jay Farrell. Check him out around the world, baby. Jay Farrell. Let me make sure I got that plug right. Twitter at Jay Farrell. Facebook.com. And you know what I sounded like?
Yeah.
Stephen A. King.
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, you did.
Right Stephen there. A. Smith, that was totally blasphemous. That was actually a really good impression that you just did there, my man. So keep it up.
You know what?
Because you're a very dear friend of mine, and I always come here. I always seem to come here every time I'm in town because, you know, I like the content that gets put on this radio station. And what you do, I like what you do, Mr. Chuck. I like what you do here.
Stephen, what did I say? Stephen A. King? I
said Stephen
yeah,
A. King.
Stephen A. King. Sorry about that.
That was Stephen King with his middle name.
That's right. Stephen A., by the way, what do you think about this? The Knicks getting Derrick Rose. That is something else, isn't it?
I mean, hopefully Derrick Rose can sustain until somebody tries to, like, put him into an injury. So I'm hoping that he can make out the full season without getting into any trouble, you know, without ripping any. You know, it's tough out there in New York. He better not play Pokemon Go and walk around somewhere, because if he does, he's running the risk of getting into an accident.
Can you imagine, Stephen A. or Jay Farrell, can you imagine if Derrick Rose gets injured playing Pokemon Go?
That's it.
That New York would
just,
away, Kanye.
We do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. How is New York reacting to the Derrick Rose situation? Are they excited about him coming to the Knicks?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a very exciting thing, you know, because, you know, I mean, I wish he would have came to the Brooklyn Nets, but, you know, the fact that he's going to the Knicks, you know, it's making me feel, you know, some type of way.
Some type of way. Oh, Shia. By the way.
Shia.
Okay. I can't, you know, the number of bits that you do when you walk out on the stage, I literally can't outweigh. But the one that you do, Jay Farrell, when you do Shaquille O'Neal, oh, there he just did it with his
Shaquille
eyes.
Shaquille O'Neal. That's the thing about eyes. Listen, Shaquille O'Neal's eyes are roaming so hard that he's collecting overseas data charges. That's how hard his eye is. His eyes very.
This hurts. I can't keep my eyes that way.
Honestly, wait a minute. Let me see what you're doing again with your eyes, because I was laughing. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, now wait. Mike, just tell me if I'm close.
Yeah.
And I got real eye problems going on. Yeah. Like a cornea scratch or something. But No, I'm not even kidding you. It's been driving me crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, no.
Let me see. Wait. Okay, wait. You look up.
Yeah. You can look up. You can look
up. Am I looking up? Wait. What am I? Cross-eye. Let me do cross-eye.
Don't try to drive when you do this. You can ask.
Is this right?
Huh?
Oh, is this right?
Yeah, there you go.
But
you gotta sound like a Django extra.
Jay, but you're right though. Jay, I can't. Your sister laughing. What's your sister's name again?
Shayna.
That's Shayna Farrell.
Shayna Farrell. Isn't it good to have? Hey, Shayna. Wait a minute. Hold on. Shayna, isn't it good to watch your brother go up like he's gonna blow? Why do you hate it?
It's amazing. Wait, to watch.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
When you watch him, do you have mom and dad? I don't know what your family situation
is.
Oh,
my Lord, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Nate, is the look on my mom's face when some of the stuff I say on stage, it is really crazy. She,
ooh, do you have to say that? She always comes with me after. Do you have to say that?
Right.
You know, could you?
Yeah, she's from New York. I say, Ma, say sausage. Sausage. It makes me laugh.
They're very supportive, though, and they try to come to the shows that they can come to.
Do they?
So it's nice to see them.
Shayna and Jay, I have a feeling, though, does your mother or father, did they ever call and say, I didn't see you last week. I didn't see you on SNL. What happened? Did you not get on?
They know not to call me those weeks.
Because what? What you said? You pitch something and you think you're going to be on, and then at the very last minute, they cut it out.
Yeah. They just, you know, my mom is so funny because she always doesn't. She'll try to be consoling, but it's just best to just leave it as it is.
Right.
Just call me. How's your brother? How's Jared? He's, you know,
She didn't say Jared. She says Jared.
Jared.
Well.
Yeah. And I didn't even know your real name was Jared.
Yeah. She says Jared. But go ahead. How's your brother?
Yeah. How's he doing? How's he feeling?
Get in the mic, Chan, if you can. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You know, he's hanging in there. It's a show week.
Yeah.
So, you know,
well, I can't imagine you taking any personal calls because I think that's a grind, isn't it, to do that show every week?
It's so crazy. It's not only a grind. Let's talk about it. It's one of the greatest shows. It's the greatest show to be on.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You brush a lot of shoulders with people when you build relationships, and you get to sometimes see your ideas come to fruition.
Right.
So, it's good in that fact, but it's stressful.
This is very competitive. I mean, you only have an hour and a half.
Right.
About, 10 or 12 minutes of that is update.
Yeah.
So everyone's trying to get their ideas on every week, and it just doesn't happen.
Then I always get a kick out of it.
And everybody thinks that I'm on. Everybody thinks I get screen time on update because they're racist and they think I'm Michael Che.
Right. Hey, did you see Michael Che with Chris Matthews? Okay, wait. Let me play this. People don't know what I'm talking about. Chris Matthews, who I think was drunk. Chris Matthews covering the Republican National Convention for MSNBC.
You're so funny.
And he's with MSNBC. He's with your.
You're so funny. You're a funny guy. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he's with Michael Che. He's a writer, of course. He's on Weekend Update with Colin Jost.
He's with me.
You're so funny.
Thank you.
What do you think? Funniest guy? Funniest black guy?
A funniest black guy?
Funniest black guy.
You're so funny.
Thank
you're
you.
So funny. What do you think? Funniest guy.
Funniest black guy.
Funny. That just opened up so much.
Those weird questions.
I'm going to start trouble.
I'm going to say
Kanye
so nobody gets mad at you.
Oh, yeah.
You say Kanye. I say Kanye West. The headline.
Say nothing bad about the dead. You know, you're not supposed to do that.
Wait, what?
Did he die on air?
Yeah.
No. We not know.
You know what I mean.
We now on air. We on air.
That's what about Lucifer?
What are you telling me?
What I'm talking about.
I'm not drinking.
Did you hear, speaking of, did you hear what Dr. What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Cosby?
Ben Carson?
Dr. Cosby. Ben Carson.
He didn't. Yeah, that was that was kind of vexing to me when he didn't know that. He didn't know Ben Carson. I was like, whoa.
Think about that. That's a news guy. Chris Matthews. He's been in the biz a long time. I think the guy was liquored up.
He's getting old.
He just didn't look right to me at all.
His memory card needs to be charged.
If you people do not understand who we're talking to, Jay Farrell, the one, the only.
Yeah.
And once again, at Jay Farrell, you can tweet away, facebook.com/JayFarrell1, baby.
Dude, that was ridiculous, though. But that was really ridiculous.
We established your Jay-Z. We established Shaquille O'Neal. And I want to say that I think you're right. My eyes hurt when I did that as you do Shaquille O'Neal. But you also do the guy that Chris Matthews didn't know who he was, Ben Carson.
Of course. I always, you know, it's. Wait a minute.
Wait, you started doing it. No, you started doing it with your hands, Jay.
Wait. You know, with all of these people, you know, it's very important that, you know, people put the person inside the office that's going to do the best. You know, and I personally believe, you know, I thought it was myself, but, you know, everybody didn't think that was going to happen.
It is weird, man. That is weird.
Listen, I'm ready to turn up.
Yeah. Oh,
what?
God. That is weird.
Creepy.
That creepy. No, wait a minute. See, there is something inherently, with all due respect, creepy about Dr. Ben Carson.
He's creepy. I wouldn't want him to touch my brain.
What was he?
Might mess it up.
He was talking about Lucifer. That's what.
Lucifer. Lucifer. He's, the way he says it just sounds just nasty.
Lucifer.
This is a nation.
This is
where
a nation.
Every coin in our pocket and every bill in our wallet.
Thank God.
So are we willing to elect someone as president who has as their role model somebody who acknowledges Lucifer? Think about that.
Yeah, right. Hillary
Wait,
the
what?
Devil.
Yeah. What? Yeah, she's in the occult, man. Sure, we'll see that. What the hell? I don't know what Ben Carson. It's that thing where get out of here.
when you do the whole thing with the hand, I mean, look at that. That's creepy.
It's not even an impression. It's just me being the creepiest thing I can think of.
Yeah, right. It looks like, I don't know, maybe like the Grinch.
Ghoulish, ghoulish.
Right.
Or like the first vampire. What's the name? Goudini? Is that his name?
I don't know, sir.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I wasn't saying that you...
Who's just, the... But oh, you remember your pal Buzz, who you pretended to be Denzel Washington? Hey, Buzz, Jay Farrell's here again. Do you remember any of this or no?
I do.
Then you acted like Denzel, and he wouldn't. When you went in to show him that you were not Denzel Washington,
he was hurt.
He was like, wow. Buzz, are you still mad at Jay Farrell, or are you still? Will you speak to him? He's gone.
Oh, I can hear him, but I can't hear him.
I can see that's what's going. Buzz, are you there?
Yeah.
He's white noise. Hey, man.
Really?
No, I can hear you now.
You were right. We could hear him like a mile away. Buzz, you're no longer upset with Jay Farrell, right?
Well, I wasn't upset. I was disappointed that I wasn't meeting Denzel Washington.
Right.
It's all good, Buzz.
Yeah, that is the funniest thing.
I mean, and don't take that personal. I mean, he's a giant movie star, so.
I mean, yeah, man. You're better than the other guy. I just did a prank call on another show, and then the man didn't even know who Denzel Washington was.
How could you not know who Denzel Washington was?
I don't know. Like, I mean, he's done mad movies.
I think he knew who he was. He was just being a jerk.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think he was just being a jerk.
Isn't that kind of like an L.A. thing where they go, oh, I see Denzel Washington sitting there, but I'm going to act like I don't see Denzel Washington there, right? That's kind of a thing.
Yeah, that's how people end up single after 40.
That's right. That's right.
You gotta be willing to pounce, ladies. You got to pounce. You know
when
what I'm
you
saying?
Do something like Denzel Washington or somebody like Shaquille O'Neal, somebody like that, did they ever tweet and say, because I know Shaq, I think, liked your Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah,
all
Shaq
that was
loves it. Shaq loves my impression. Shaq really loves your impression. Shaq has no problem with it. Shaq said it's funny. I think it's funny. You're a funny guy. You're funny. Funny. He didn't say funny. He says funny.
He does not.
That's funny. How you spell that? F-U-N-N-A. Funny. Funny. That's not funny.
There's no way.
Nah, some people just, I don't know, some people will get, you know, a little agitated. Like, I always say this, but, what's his name? Shannon Sharp always gets agitated. I don't believe a damn like that. It's not a bill. I don't sound like that, and I believe it's the top duckle like that.
That is Shannon Sharp.
It is. It's too dead on.
What
I need
about,
to ease
what
up.
What about Stephen A? Does he like Stephen A?
Stephen
He's
A loves
love that. Person.
He loves it. Oh, yeah, totally incredible. Listen, the way that you did it. Listen, come on. Do I really sound like that, man? Come on, man. Do I really sound like that? I'm like, yes, you do sound like that. Yeah. You should embrace it instead of getting mad at the situation. You should be happy about it because you are the number one ESPN sports analyst.
Yours gets real deep, and
And I know everybody. And there's a personal friend of mine. I talked to him the other night.
Yeah, Kevin Durant was like, I don't know that, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, Jay, I'm telling you, Stephen A. should love it because I didn't even really pay attention who Stephen A. was until I saw Jay Farrell, you do it on Saturday Night Live.
Hey, what, and Kanye West, can I say ass?
Yeah, right. Sure, okay. Yeah.
And Kanye West, boy, I made that ass famous. I made Stephen famous. Yeah, I just did it. Oh,
right.
Yeah. Now, you know, I like that you played my old song.
That's
because
right.
Who can really go wrong? I'm a singer, damn whole song. I can never do anything wrong. I made Taylor Swift famous. If you don't like that, you like your latest.
Yeah. Hey, you know we were talking
Go ahead.
We were talking to Colin Jost about Trump being in the studio and being on SNL as a host. And Colin said, like, he walked into the dressing room and Trump had no entourage, nobody there. The direct opposite was Kanye or no?
Kanye has like 50 people with him.
I was going to
say. It's like Black Panthers with Kanye.
Right. Really?
It's like a whole bunch of people. Everybody else, I mean, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, they all had like so many, they have so much security. Like, I have to get checked. Like, when they come to the show, you have to get your bags and everything checked. Like, they have security at the front so you can.
Their own
it's
security.
It's like airport check, yeah.
Their own security.
Yeah, I was like, don't touch my wang, though. I don't like to stay away from that.
Yeah.
So, you know, airport people love doing that. Now, I got to pat you down.
Oh, man.
Buy me something.
Yeah. You're going to pat me down.
You know, pat me. Just buy me something.
Take me to dinner.
Yeah, give me a necklace or something.
Would you agree with that summation that Colin said that Trump just had?
Yeah,
just came
was
in?
Just, yeah, it was just his guy. You know what I mean? He had, like, I think he had one guy with him. I don't know if I saw anybody else. And, but that whole week was, I mean, you know, he was just, you know, he was Trump.
Yeah, right on.
Listen. Hey.
It's so funny. In the table read, it was so funny. We were in the middle of the table read. We're going through scripts. He pulls out his phone. And he goes, hey, everybody, stop the table read. Congratulations to me. My book just hit number one. Should be a very exciting thing for everybody listening. Very exciting. All right, now let's get back to the table read. I was like, man.
That's
just
so narcissistic. That's Trump, man. That's the dude, man.
Jay Farrell.
Can you hear him in your ear? I got a break.
I can hear you, man.
No, them in my ear telling me I got a break.
Yeah,
hold on.
Your voices, I hear them all the time.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow. Ow. What? Ow. Yikes.
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait. Was that...
Poison Ivy Relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone formulas. And Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream soothes and moisturizes up to 24 hours. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
How strong is Allegra D?
If my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions. savings for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Colin Jost, you remember that time when you had Donald Trump?
Trump is amazing because he literally has no advisors. Like, you'd walk into his dressing room and it was just him. And you're like, and you're like, whoa, should you have someone in here?
Yeah.
And he'd just be like, look at Ben Carson, right? He's going to explode. Look at this Ben Carson. He's going to fail. You're like, wow, this is pretty awesome to watch.
So you open the dressing room door at SNL and there is Trump. He's in the room. He's watching CNN. Obviously, there's something.
It's so meta.
Right.
I'm sure he was at some point watching clips of himself on CNN.
Isn't that weird?
It's pretty surreal.
Let me hear you do that again, Jay-Z.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
That's very good.
I love it.
That's very good.
I love it.
Very good.
I wake up every morning. I listen to him. He's amazing. I'm Richard. Damn it. I love Jonathan Brandmeier.
Saturday Night Live, and you can find him. This is like your off-season. What do you do here? We only have a couple of seconds before we have to break again. We'll come back, but let me ask you a question. Just like your off-season, you just
stand-up. I do stand-up, and I do whatever else, cartoons, everything.
I heard a lot of stuff. Your show is like impressions, rap, singing, talking, jokes, all over the place.
Everything.
People love him.
ADD.
ADD, Jay Farrell, SNL. Well, you fit in perfectly right here,
yeah,
sir.
Man.
We'll be right back.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you could swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
We just heard you through the wall.
Oh, you did?
That's how we were talking about the makeshift studios we're in, moving to another studio, the third move we're making here. Jay, by the way, with his lovely sister, Shayna. And she's just typing away all the time. I don't know what you're doing there, but it looks like trouble to me.
She's making my memes.
Yeah, she looks like trouble. Making my memes.
She's breaking.
We can hear you. Right, could you hear him through the wall, Shayna? When
you can really hear me through the wall?
Yeah, you can hear him through the wall. When our hotel rooms are next to each other, I can hear him through the wall.
She can hear me when I'm practicing.
Excuse me.
I'm always
rapping or doing whatever else or laughing.
Hold on, you heard me rapping? You don't be hearing me rap.
I've heard you rap plenty of times through the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, I'll just be going in. I must be having a bad day. Listen, I do it as a stress reliever.
Is that a good thing to have your sister hearing you in the next room of a hotel? Is that
not all the time.
That's why a lot of times we just say, you know, you want to be next to each other? We don't have to be.
Yeah, we don't have to be. Yeah, that's not a good.
It's fine.
It's not a good thing, John, man.
But I'll tell you one thing, though, J-Man. I'll tell you one thing. I think it's great when you have family around. I think in this business, you must have heard all the stories. You can't trust anybody. You really can't. Right? Am I right?
Everybody's out for themselves.
Oh, Jay, fantastic story. We should get together. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. You know what I mean? And you think, I met agents in L.A. things, and they would go like, I would say, yeah, so anyway, my brothers and I, we like to go fishing or whatever it is. Great. That's interesting. Interesting? All right.
Right.
I'm just talking like a guy.
Agents are supposed to. They've been trained to say those words.
Right.
They've been trained. Oh, it's hilarious. That's the number one word they use. Hilarious. I'm like, I just my cat got hit. There's nothing funny about that.
That is funny.
Hilarious.
When somebody says it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And they're not laughing.
Yeah.
How do you say it's hilarious without laughing?
Yeah. That's like. Oh. That's like texting it.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
That's so funny.
L-O-L.
L-O-L.
I find myself doing it too. Like if I'm just distracted or I'm, you know, maybe like working on an email or something and he's telling a joke or something and I hear it and it's funny, right. But because I'm kind of preoccupied, I don't laugh. But
when do you mean when you hear it, when you're just like, you are you saying, hey, Shannon, you think this is a funny joke?
Yeah. She don't laugh a lot.
Yeah, right.
I laugh.
Wait. Let me hear about the Jay Farrell life growing up. When you were a kid, did you have any other job or any other aspect? Were you just always a comic? I know that's a stupid kind of a cliche question, but
I'm curious, were you
always a comic?
I used to work at Burlington Coat Factory.
At what?
Burlington Coat Factory.
What's that?
It's Racket
like
Central. That's what it is.
Discount store. For so wait. They got a bunch of commercials. You've never seen them?
You're, that's East Coast probably, right?
No,
they got it out here.
It's nationwide. What? You can clothe the whole family of four for like $125. You never seen it?
Buzz, you've heard of Buns and Coats?
Are you kidding?
I want to be clear on what you're saying.
Buns and Coats? No, is that what you said?
Yeah,
Burlington Coat Factory.
Burlington Coat Factory.
They're not just coats.
Okay, hold on, the Farrell family. Wait a minute. Are you telling me? Now, I want you to name the name of this store slowly, because Buzz was, you can hear Buzz, whoa.
Come on, it's an institution.
That's because he got Buzz stuff on layaway there right now.
I love the word layaway.
Bud's got.
No, I love the word layaway. And I got something on layaway for you at Christmas. Layaway.
Bud's got like five things on layaway right now.
That's your whole family. Come on, winter's coming up.
I got something on layaway for you, Sonny.
That pink fur coat. Yeah, you need to go pick that up, buddy.
Wait. Jay. Are you telling me the name of the place is the Burlington Coat Factory?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. I thought you said the name of the place was Buttons and Coat.
No, man. That sounds like a knockoff. What did Buttons and Coat?
Yeah, he is a dumbass, ain't he?
All right.
Buttons and Coat.
Oh, yeah. I thought, I say, what do you wear? Okay.
That's just Goodwill. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's Goodwill.
Hello. Is this the Burlington Coat Factory?
Oh, man.
Hello.
What? Yes. What? Yes. I would like to pick up a quote.
Do you have my son Buzz Kilman has something on layaway, a fox dress?
What?
A small fox.
What? We do not have foxes. What are you talking about? We only serve possum.
I would like to have my son. Wait a minute. Why did I go into an accent?
We have possum. We have possum coat. It is authentic.
Do you have any...
No one messes with possums. They play dead, but we know they're not dead, and we take them.
What does my girl say?
What does my girl say? Is that a white boy dance?
No,
are you doing a white boy dance?
You did that.
Like you're doing the chicken dance.
No, wait. What do you do? Where do you go? You do this. Wait a minute. I'm dancing to what does my girl say? Jay Farrell's great little takeoff. No, what did I do wrong in the dance?
Gang.
Wait a minute. How do you do?
It was just the way you were moving. Was so. Oh man.
That's good.
Oh, that's gold.
It just. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me move your mic up a little bit.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Let me see if I'm right. He's watching me dance and laughing.
White folks dance for black people. I never thought I would see the day. 2016.
I'm dancing for Jay Farrell and his sister Shayna. Yeah.
Oh,
you should have kept told me to keep dancing.
Yo,
throw money at me.
That's hilarious. I do. I have a 20. Would you like to go first? I got a 20.
Yeah. Make it rain, baby.
I'll make it rain.
Yeah. Jay Farrell and Kerry Washington.
Too, man. I give you a concussion.
Oh,
throw some nickels at you.
You know what? This is not the first time someone said I dance wrong. Am I like the Elaine?
No, it's not like you dance wrong.
I'm dancing right.
It just looks funny.
I'm dancing. You know what? I dance for my... I don't dance some choreographed... dance routine.
Hey.
I dance from my heart.
Hey, that's
you
funny.
Dance to the word.
That's funny. That's not hilarious.
Right.
That's funny.
The story that John told about dancing. Is there any way we could make that into a skit, do you think?
John Rudnitsky?
No, John Brandmeier.
Oh, John Brandmeier. Okay, yeah. Yes, we could.
Yeah.
We kind of did it with Hotline Bling.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Hotline Bling, that is a nut. See, this is what I was saying to you off the air. I'm saying that you sometimes you'll come out with these raps and you'll do just as a skit, but I'll go, this guy really has some, can I say the word, skills?
Is yeah, that, man.
Is that
sure.
acceptable?
Yeah.
You have skills.
Hey, dude, I have. I
used to call me on my cell phone.
Yeah. I did. Oh, didn't Trump would do in this,
play the,
right?
Yeah, play the dad. Yeah, yeah, my dad. Dance moves.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm a lame. I know when I highlight blink.
That could only mean one thing. Then the teacher dance like me.
Trump was doing that shit.
Chaperoning homecoming. I just let the music let me move.
Yeah.
Jamming like a drunk guy on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember the words. I'm messing up the song. I'm sorry.
Man.
Hey, you see it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do people come up to you and go, like I was just telling you, being a fake agent, say to you, Shane, to say, hey, I got an idea for a skit to pitch for SNL. Your friends?
I get tweeted all the time.
Hey, man, you got to do this. Remember that thing you did in high school? You did that thing? Or,
oh,
or
yeah. Something none of like them, that? None of them hit me up. They're all mad that I made it.
No, are they seriously? What is the neighborhood like when Jay goes home? They're like, hey, Jay, come on in.
This is, you know what was so funny, man? I really didn't have a lot of friends in school. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would talk to myself as I did this. I didn't have a lot of friends in school. I got, like, friends when I turned, like, I don't know, like...
Famous?
19, 20. No. This is before.
Right, okay.
Before it happened. But, like, the people at the radio station, like, you know what I mean? I got my best friend, like, a couple... And one person, a couple of people I grew up with. But besides that, I don't really have a lot of people that I really bang with. Because, you know, I was treated... I was bullied, and I was... You know,
why were you bullied? Why were you bullied?
Hey, I was fat. People talked about me.
You were fat?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how fat are we talking about?
Like, probably like 70-some pounds heavier.
What? Are you serious?
And then he was 5'9".
Well, yeah, I was shorter. Yeah, I was like 5'8", like around there. Or 5'2", I had a lot of weight on me.
And so they were calling you things and bullying you in that kind of way?
Yeah, man, So it's like... You know what, like, when I hear stuff, like, on social media, like, people tweet me or whatever, like, it doesn't really, I'm like, yo, I've heard all of this. Like, you can say whatever. Like, it's like, ooh, you did this, like that. I'm
right.
Like, yeah, so what? Like, there's nothing you could say to me that's going to make me break down because I broke down years ago.
Right.
That's sad, but it's real.
No, that is interesting, but we've discussed it many times on the show about the meanness in America.
Oh, my God.
The hatred in America. And I'm not talking about racial meanness. I'm just talking about... Everyone's mean to everyone.
Yeah.
And didn't your, speaking of that, you reminded me that who's the cast member who just was in
Leslie
Ghostbusters?
Jones.
And she just said, I can't take it anymore. I don't want to tweet anymore because you're so hateful because I was in Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yeah, all this because she did a movie. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. You know what? People forget that, you know, folks are actually, we're still human beings, too. I mean, you might see us on television, whatever, but we do have feelings and... whatever, what have you. So, you know, you could hurt somebody's feelings. And that's not cool.
Yeah, it is the weirdest thing. So I always just say, don't scroll down. There's a story about you. Don't scroll down.
I just mute people. I don't even block them.
Right.
I just say, mute.
Why do you want it in your head? And go back to, because I never really understood. I get a guy going, you know what? Would you ever walk up to a guy in a public place that you didn't like, a celebrity, what have you, and say, hey, just I saw your show sucks. I would never, I was brought up to say, you know, you don't say nothing, you know, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything.
Yeah. Like,
not
keep
today.
It to yourself, whatever.
Not today. But you suck, right?
Yeah, not today, yeah. Do it tomorrow. Like, tweet me in the morning.
Tweet me in the morning so I can block you. Is there anyone on the show in the past season that you just went, oh, man, this was the greatest night ever? Like when you, or the greatest skit, you went, I loved this skit. Love this sketch.
When me and Drake did the car rental sketch, it was fun for
me. Okay. I want to say that because this is really important. Not really. To me, it is. Drake was fantastic.
He was great.
There was a lot of people you think they're not going to be good. They're great.
He was amazing. Yeah,
he was really a good actor. He was really good. You two in that sketch together were just hilarious.
We're friends, and I'm sure you can see that. Like, we're cool with each other, so it's like, you know, it's really cool to get to work with your friends. You know what I mean? And that sketch was fun. Hello, I'm DeWan. Now, what seemed to be the problem?
Yeah.
Listen, great. Now, this was totally unbeknownst to me.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Listen.
That's great.
I'm going to look outside the window. Well, look, there's a car outside. You used to look outside the window? I'm going to go look outside the window. Oh, it's a 1992 Ford Tempo. Oh, wait, that's mine. I need to start appreciating what I got.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yo, shout out to James Anderson and also Will Steven. We worked on that, but it was, you know, I've been doing that character for a couple of years, and we've just never turned into a sketch.
So what happens when you're pitching these sketches, sitting in there, and you go, I have something, or someone bring you something?
Yeah. I mean, it's both ways. Like, you have ideas, and they have ideas, and they'll come with them. Or you'll come with something, and then just like the Peter Dinklage episode or the Winnie the Pooh sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an idea I had from a drunk conversation 2 weeks prior.
Was he a great guest?
Oh, he was great.
Because he just seems like a hell of a nice guy.
And he's up for anything.
Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I haven't subscribed to HBO, so I can't watch it. I'm sure it's online, but I got a lot of catching up to do. How many seasons has it been?
That's right. Buzzing like Jay Pro.
Six seasons?
You got to watch all of them at one time.
Yeah.
You'll be binging till your eyes pop out.
Oh, my goodness.
Like Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm like, oh, this incest. So much incest.
Well, I would think to me, if I'm a writer, I'm looking at you and I go, well, wait a minute. I couldn't do Kevin Hart. I got Chris Rock. I got Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
He can sing. He can rap. I would be working some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, man,
I really would.
You know what, man? It definitely is a struggle. Even though you could be the most talented person, you got to be included, man. It's about being included.
So you do have to fight for your slot. You got to get your face in there. You can't just sit back and hope. Jay Farrell's so talented, he's going to be on. Get in there, right?
Man, I'm not Kanan. Yeah.
Get in there.
You know what I mean? He's set. They're like, yeah, man, put him in there. Because I feel like a lot of people have to know your voice, too. Like, they'll be like, he could be perfect. And I think that they have, you know, we have over the years learned, and they have learned my voice, you know, and they put me in stuff. But still, you know, it's not, I ain't got to what up with that. I mean, I got characters. I got to what up with that.
If you have a suggestion, you're not afraid to go make it in a pinch.
No, not at all.
You bring it
not
up to them, tell them. If you need any help, I will be glad to pitch for you and dance for you, too.
It's going to be a lot of sounds.
Shannon, let me help. Why don't you and I, Shannon, work together on this guy?
Oh, yeah.
So let me ask you.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about your family again, the Farrell family, which I'm just excited to talk about. Your mother must have been so proud when you were with Michelle Obama in a video.
Well, here's
the
thing.
She was there.
Right?
We got
Now you made it.
Our parents came to the White House. Our cousins came to the, a couple of our cousins in Maryland came to the White House. So they, you know, they got to see it.
Yeah, they were right there.
Whoa, wait. So when Michelle Obama, people who don't know, explain the video to the audience. It was a go-to-college sort of a video.
It was a go-to-college rap video that I did with Michelle Obama. And it came out, I think, in November. And, it got a lot of heat. And she's rapping. She has a verse. So Floatus has bars.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You go to college. Read your head with knowledge.
There I go again.
Don't go to college.
Listen to everything else.
You should go to college.
Yeah. Southside Chicago, we all know we had a
overtime. Running
down to make it tomorrow.
And everyone can really make it.
Dream true.
Hey, kids,
just in there. Why somebody always chime in every other word?
But a dream is.
Oh, you ain't playing.
Yeah, I know.
But a dream is just. Oh, okay, never mind.
Oh, man, wait a minute. What was Michelle doing here?
On the track. Southside Chicago,
we all know
we had to do overtime every night to make it tomorrow. And everyone could really make their
dream true.
Hey, kids,
listen in Michigan, this could be you.
Yeah.
But you cut it off again. I thought I was getting my bars off, but you ain't letting my bars off.
Give me the whole song, man, where he starts singing. That's what I'm talking about.
Which part do you want to hear?
Hold on, wait.
Your future is hazy, trying to figure it out. Asking why I'm here, so you questioning doubt. It's your choice, so voice it. Whole world's your oyster. Can't be dropping the ball when your future's nothing to toy with. Make a mark, stay focused. Make a mark and get noticed. Get the degree, thermostat. Help me out, Floatus. You should go to college. Fill your head with knowledge. Don't go to college, but for everything else, you should go to college. You can study engineering, they be building robots, build bridges, commute, you can get your walk on.
Baby. Be a math major.
Hop a moon crater, be an astronaut, be up in the sky like vapor. And science, but you still need a degree. Archaeology, astrology, but not astrology.
No. Wait a minute. Caught you.
Oh.
Southside Chicago.
Southside Chicago.
He's killing it.
Oh,
That is good, man. No, well, wait, but you did this with Michelle Obama in the White House.
I was in the White House. Cute. Very fine ladies in the White House, too.
What do you mean by that? They're fine ladies in the White House.
What's
wrong with you?
Nice legs.
Really?
I looked.
He comes to the White House, and he comes out of it where there are fine ladies in the White House. What's wrong with you?
That day was crazy. Kendrick Lamar showed up. I talked to him. I know Kendrick, but you know he was there too. I sat in the office with President Obama.
Wow,
the Oval Office.
Jay just goes. I sat in that office with Obama. Yeah, nut. All right, there you go. Ladies, what a dude, Jay Farrell, the one, the only from Saturday Night Live. I look forward to the next season.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait to see it.
It's a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome, Ochi. I made you hot, brother.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. 800-610-0450.
That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Business is bad because they're blaming the millennials. One company said younger employees, the millennials, don't deserve overtime because they slack off far too much through their regular workday. Yeah. They spend 50% of their time engaged on social media, internet, texting on phones, and other unproductive activities. They don't deserve overtime.
They don't mind working, but they mind working hard.
Right.
For the Jonathan Brandmeier Show, on demand, go to BrandmeierShow.com and just press play.
You can stream the live show,
download podcasts, and catch up with celebrity and newsmaker interviews.
Plus, subscribe to the email list and you'll get the show delivered to you daily in your inbox for free.
It's Johnny B. On demand.
Only on BrandmeierShow.com.
Streaming live when you get cut off wherever you are. Listen to it uninterrupted. That's the way you do it. On demand, in your hand, free in your email every single day. Hear the whole Jay Farrow interview and more uninterrupted today at BrandmeierShow.com. Plus, you'll find the new Trump is Orange video on BrandmeierShow.com.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A man who wanted an audience with Donald Trump spent 3 hours scaling a glass facade of Trump Tower in Manhattan before police officers grabbed him and hauled him to safety through an open window. Manhattan South Police Chief William Morris says the man used suction cups and got as high as the 21st floor.
We received a 911 call for a male who was scaling the outside glass here at the Trump Tower.
After the man was secured, he was taken to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. Donald Trump says the latest release of Hillary Clinton's emails from when she was Secretary of State show what he thinks was an effort on her part to help the Clinton Foundation and lobbyists.
It came out to her people, pay for play. And very big stories today.
The problem is it'll be big stories for about 2 minutes, and then they're going to drop it.
Republicans have alleged the emails show improper influence on the State Department by the